As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Show. Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
Dana Show.
Hillary Clinton wants to be America's Angela Merkel. Yeah. And you know what a disaster this massive immigration has been to Germany and the people of Germany. Crime has risen to levels that no one thought they would ever, ever see. It is a catastrophe.
Well, I don't think that there's anything incorrect with what he said. I know that progressives are having the weeping and gnashing of the teeth. I was on Chris Matthews' show yesterday, and one of the things that he was asking was, well, you know, with this remark, his foreign policy speech, which we're going to get into, by the way, and this remark as well, I'm going to play this too. This also angered them. This was audio soundbite 4. This angered a few of the individuals with whom I was sharing panel time last night. Listen to this one.
She also lacks the mental and physical stamina to take on ISIS and all of the many adversaries we face, not only in terrorism, but in trade and every other challenge we must confront to turn our great country around.
Well, I don't think that there was anything wrong with that statement either. But one of the first things that they asked me about all of this, particularly that soundbite, was that's going to. In fact, one of the things that one of the guys said last night, and I've heard this, I heard it in all of the hate mail that I got, by the way. I thought I was particularly calm and cool in my appearance last night. But that, oh, somehow this is going to expand the gender gap because he says that she lacks the mental and physical stamina to take on ISIS. I don't see how that widens any sort of gender gap, particularly because it's accurate, number one. That has nothing to do with the gender gap. I mean, let us not forget. Does everybody remember what happened back in Honduras when she backed a dictator? We all remember this, correct? I mean, I want to make sure because that was her first. That was her first. She and Barack Obama, I should say, they both backed a dictator. And she wasn't really able to defend her role in this. I mean, the United States definitely played a role. I just want to go through like some of her foreign policy hits really quick, shall we? Because she was accused even by her own base of misleading about her role in the Honduras coup. And remember the first batch of emails that were released? The first batch of those Clinton emails were in. She was going back and forth with Cheryl Miller. One of the things that was discussed was the Honduras was the coup. Because what had happened was back in 2009, the military in Honduras, they overthrew the democratically elected government of President Zelaya. And, I mean, he was woken up in the middle of the night and he was whisked away from his own country, right? But while everybody else immediately jumped on it and was condemning it, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, particularly the two of them, were quite different. I mean, she was absolutely involved in the Honduras coup because she was trying to, she was told we should cut off U.S. aid, we shouldn't support the military in Honduras because they overthrew this guy, we need to do, and she wouldn't do any of that. And in fact, those emails that I just referenced, the first batch that were released, were discussing how they were going to go about pushing the rest of the world to recognize the illegitimately installed government. It was a coup. And Zelaya was never reinstated. And so this whole ridiculousness, she denied what her role was. She backed a military dictatorship in Honduras. Her hands were dirty in that. That's her first foreign policy hit. So, yeah, I will actually question. I will question your mental stamina. If you back a dictator, if you back a coup over a democratically elected leader in a sovereign country. Because isn't her party the party that always lectures everyone else about getting involved in everyone else's business? I grew up hearing the left scream that at me. Remember, I had my midlife crisis when I was 19. I grew up hearing the left scream. I remember when I was about 20 or 20 years old. Isn't that what producer Kane? Jump in any moment and correct me here.
Okay.
Did we or did we not, were we or were we not lectured by every progressive under the sun when they said, well, when Bush went into Iraq and everyone said, well, you can't get involved in Iraq. That's a sovereign country. How the United States is meddling in their affairs.
It's true.
Wasn't that of their biggest arguments?
But he had so much of Congress backed and the UN backed and all the whole.
So what makes this different? What Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama not only did what Hillary Clinton did in Honduras, that's her first foreign policy hit. But what she did in Egypt when she backed the Muslim Brotherhood that had been banned for decades, and then she backs the Muslim Brotherhood against the interests and against the will of the actual people in Egypt who were still against them at that time, she backs the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt.
And none of it was supported like Bush's move was supported.
No, exactly, because he actually did have, teammates, for the lack of a better way to put it. And then she gets involved in Libya and wants to overthrow Muammar Gaddafi, who didn't pose a threat to the United States. We covered this yesterday. So, yeah, this isn't about a gender gap. And I know progressives are just praying. This is the first time they're praying, probably. Or, you know, the only time they pray is when it's elections or when they want to get ahead in the polls. It's the only time progressives pray. But you know that they're praying to sweet Jesus right now that, oh, please let this narrative get some traction. Please let this narrative get some traction. That was actually brought up, and I had made the remark, well, you know, I don't think that this has anything to do with any sort of mental or physical. No, this isn't a gender gap. These are legitimate observations, because I'm going to question your mental stamina when you continue to make the same mistakes over and over and over again in a number of different countries. So, yes, that is why. She backed a legit dictatorship in Honduras. She backed the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. And she let open the doors for terror cells in Libya, now which, of course, ISIS dominates. So I fail to see the incorrect logic in that statement, because there does not exist any. It has nothing to do with the gender gap. She can't hide behind her vagina every single time she wants to deflect from legitimate criticism. I'm so tired of Democrats doing that. Well, you can't criticize Hillary Clinton because vagina. Oh, no. You can't sit here and say that she lacks the mental stamina. Because vagina. No, we can't do anything like that. It's Vagina 2016, don't you know? It's like you know how they have get-out-of-jail-free cards? They have also Because Vagina cards. I'm really positive on this. I'm absolutely positive. So this is one of the things we're looking at today, because Hillary Clinton now, and I've been watching a number of these, just the way that they've been trying to argue this. We're going to keep an eye on this. We also have some polling to get into, particularly some swing state polling. I'm not going to tell you to disregard the polls, because that would be foolish. I'm not going to tell you to base everything that you believe on the polls either, because that is equally foolish. But to disregard all of them because you think that they are all skewed is also foolish. So we are going to go over some of that coming up. We're also going to get into how Tom Brady loves the word amazing. It is his favorite word, apparently. We have that coming up. Evan McMullen qualifies for the ballot in Utah. I have some theories on Evan McMullen's candidacy. We have this. Gabby Douglas has been absolutely just torn apart by online trolls. We'll discuss that as well. And I want you to think about what your top seven movies are. Your top seven. I don't know why it's seven. The internet only gives you seven. Top seven. What are your top seven movies? And it better not include anything Fast and Furious in the title, because you are automatically disqualified from the human race. Also, we have a new premise for Bosom Buddies, but this time it actually has to do with a women's college. We'll get into that. Larry Wilmore is blaming racism as to why he's not funny, and Comedy Central canceled him and replaced his show with a game show. And Joe Biden cannot hug to save his life. That and a million other things that it's going to take too long to get into. In the meantime, it's time for Quick Five.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's Quick Five.
Well, I'm sure this is going to make you feel so much better. The Pentagon has announced the largest transfer of Guantanamo Bay inmates. 15 prisoners at Guantanamo Bay Detention Center, they were sent to the UAE in the single largest release of detainees during the Obama administration, the Pentagon has announced yesterday. The transfer of 12 Yemeni nationals and 3 Afghans to the UAE comes amid a renewed push to whittle down the number of detainees held at the U.S. prison in Cuba that President Barack Obama wants to close. The Pentagon says now that 61 detainees now remain at Gitmo, opened way long ago, January, actually, 2002. So these latest batch had been held without charge for about 14 years, and the Periodic Review Board cleared them for release. So I'm sure that there's not going to be any recidivism at all whatsoever, like with everybody else that's been released, right? The Missouri Republican gubernatorial candidate, Eric Greitens, should be cheerleading over this because he's always wanted Gitmo to be closed. He agrees with Barack Obama on that. Let's move on. Uncle Sam goes for gold, up to $9,000 per Olympic gold medal. Unbelievable. Isn't that something? $9,000 for an Olympic gold medal. But that's what they're going for. So Michael Phelps is going to be sending about $55,000 for his 5 golds and 1 silver to the U.S. Department of Treasury. So you're penalized by doing well in the Olympics. This via Americans for Tax Reform. It's a victory tax. The maximum possible for each gold medal using the top rate of 39.6%. $9,900 for silver, $5,940 for bronze, $3,960. Unbelievable. So they get penalized if they do well in the Olympics. Who was it? Tom Coburn? I don't think it was Tom Coburn. I can't remember who it was. It was a Republican lawmaker who had tweeted, well, I had submitted a bill where you guys will pay less, and he had CC'd, I think Simone Biles was on it, and progressives were like, how dare you politicize this? No, you guys are the ones who are going to be making them send a hefty bill to the Department of Treasury, because you all are all, you guys suck. You're horrible, horrible cretinous people. That's why. An Egyptian judo fighter was sent home from Rio because he dissed an Israeli opponent. I was going through the stories last night of all of the behavior by Muslim athletes towards Israeli athletes, and it was actually pretty appalling, and it's not getting any mainstream press at all. This is just one such case, and the only reason that this got any attention because he was so rude about it publicly, and the IOC got in trouble because he was so rude about it. This Egyptian judo fighter, he wouldn't shake hands with his Israeli opponent, and so he finally got sent home from the Olympics, and his own Egyptian Olympic Committee blasted him as a poor sport, so that's why it's making a lot of news. The EOC said it strongly condemned the actions of Islam al-Shabi, who had, he ran away from the handshake. We reported that. He got his butt whooped by Orr Sasson. And afterwards, he just didn't, they made him go back on the mat and bow. Well, now, yet last night it came out, the news that he was sent home. So they're not even going to let him compete anymore because he sucks out loud. Get over it. Get over it. I'm so tired of this. First, we had the thing with the bus, and then there's like a bunch of other thing. It's just, get over it. Good heavens. I was trying to figure out this story because I remember when I was growing up in a gas station near my house had a big giant dinosaur, sort of like a pink dinosaur kind of thing. And this just reminded me of this. In Norway, someone stole a giant dinosaur leg from, it's a big plastic dinosaur, but somebody stole the leg. It's a fiberglass leg from, they call it Dino World Norsk in Western Norway. It's a traveling dinosaur exhibition, and I can't even say this name. My son would be able to pronounce it. It's missing one of its 4 legs. Somebody stole the dinosaur attraction leg. You can't make this stuff up. What are you going to do with a dinosaur? Like, I guess that's my big question. Like, how does that work? I don't know how that would. What are you going to do with a big dinosaur leg? You can't, because it's part of a display. It's not like you can cook and eat it. And I'm not saying that you should do that in the first place. But it is what it is. All right, folks, we have a lot of other stuff coming up on the way. In the meantime, I'm proud to work with the Purple Heart Foundation. This is a great organization that helps. It assists veterans because veterans face a lot of problems. A lot of, let's say they face a lot of hurdles when they come back from serving, right? And they're acclimating back into civilian life. And the Purple Heart Foundation is there to assist our veterans. And they help all veterans, not just those who are combat wounded either. They have Canines for Combat Vets. They have job training. They have educational scholarships, PTS support. They identify and get homeless veterans off the streets. And they also have their national service officers that help veterans deal with the amount of paperwork that they have to go through, which I think is ridiculous. I didn't realize how big, I mean, you're talking like a stack of paper, like a foot thick. It's insane. And they have to go through all of that before they can even get like a well visit through the VA. Purple Heart Foundation gets results, and it's one of the oldest and most respected veterans organizations out there. When you give a donation, the 100% of the donation goes to the veterans, and it's all 100% tax deductible. So pledge your support to the Purple Heart Foundation today. Go to givetopurpleheart.org. That's givetopurpleheart.org, or call 888-414-4483.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You deserve to know all your options, and National Debt Relief may be the best choice you never knew you had. Call now by dialing **DEBT on your mobile phone. That's **DEBT or **3328. Cellular rates may apply.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shoppe. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now, they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shoppe.
It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Revolve Solar, the Shasta Athletic Club, Gold Star Mortgage, Mast Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Hear what's going on. Many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform. So tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show. It's the happening place.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
Imagination Playground has come to Turtle Bay. Imagination Playground is a block-based play system that inspires active, creative play for all ages. The big blue blocks will be out in the museum at special times for guests to let their creativity run wild. Plus, make sure to share photos of your inventions with us on Facebook. For more information about when you can create and play with our Imagination Playground building blocks, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. It's time for the Boondocker Ball. Join us Saturday, August 27th at Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. You'll enjoy an evening of dinner, dancing, costume contest, live auction, a 1940s World War II USO style event, dance to live music from the Lou White Band. Ticket prices are $35 single, $50 per couple, or sponsor a table of 10 for $500, which includes a $400 drawing package. For more information, see NorCalVeteransMuseum.org or the museum Facebook page. For ticket purchasing information, call our offices at 378-2280. Also, see Bastiani Arms on Larkspur Lane in Reading, right off Cypress. Tickets also available at the Classic Cafe on Athens Avenue. Once again, for more information, call 378-2280. Thank you for your support. We'll see you there.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
I was reading a piece from my friend Fausta, who writes heavily on Latin America politics. And just going back to that one comment where people were freaking out because it was accurately said. And I've been pretty critical of every politician and every candidate this election cycle. But to point out Hillary's mental stamina where it concerns foreign policy is just. But Fausta was reminding me as well that, remember, Zelaya was a Chavez stooge. And here you had the administration who they wanted a Chavez stooge basically running Honduras by proxy. What I don't understand is why would they even get involved in that? And the way that Honduras has their constitution, it's weird. You know, you can't have a popular referendum on this. We're going to get in the weeds with that. But I think the big question is why would she have even gotten involved in that in the first place? Just like what is the point of backing the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt when she did, when there was no need to do that? They had been banned, and the Muslim Brotherhood hasn't been entirely, we're not friendly towards the United States and supporting interests that are definitely not friendly to ours, you know? So what is even the entire point of her getting involved in that? Or Libya? I mean, you can ask this question over a number. You can say this about all of her foreign policy decisions. So that it's a legitimate question. It's a legitimate observation to make. There's nothing in terms of gender gap about that. So coming up, Gabby Douglas has been criticized. She's apparently upset over some social media critics. And we have that. A Mississippi woman sentenced to 12 years because she tried to join ISIS. Isn't that treason? Isn't that punishable by death? Keep it here.
Show.
Now, I'm sure you know that I am a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms, and that's why I'm also a member of the USCCA, whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what firearms call in your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun, or maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or a shotgun for hunting season, or maybe it's your very first firearm that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any firearm, any brand, and any caliber. Just visit protectanddefend.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit protectanddefend.com today. That's protectanddefend.com.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
Playing ball is a fun and healthy activity. Unfortunately, the cost of organized sports participation is out of reach of many children. Artwood and Play Ball Foundation's mission is to increase local youth sports participation through education, providing equipment, and fee assistance. Join us Saturday, August 27th at 10 a.m. for the Home Run Derby fundraiser at Big League Dream Sports Park, sponsored in part by Tugwell Roofing. Admission is free and includes a kids' venue, raffle prizes, concessions, and good old-fashioned home run hitting. For more information, visit us on Facebook or call 440-4211.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600 or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Calling all volunteers. Turtle Bay Exploration Park needs you. From animal care to horticulture and everything in between. Volunteers are what help make Turtle Bay wonderful. We're having a volunteer opportunities workshop where you can learn all about how you can help Turtle Bay. Join us Saturday, August 27th from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Find out where you fit best to volunteer with Turtle Bay. To RSVP, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hey, this is Carl Bob from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
Call Dana now at 844-344-3262.
Someone who lacks this judgment cannot be trusted. There's a guy that follows me right back here. Has the nuclear codes.
Oh, that
so
guy.
God forbid anything happened to the president and I had to make a decision. Oh, the codes are with me. All. He is not qualified to know the code. He can't be trusted.
So if you guys want some nuclear codes, he's right back there. You know, just right back there, FYI.
So we can trust that guy, though.
Wow. Can I have a minute? He just pointed out the guy. Did that guy, when he did that, did he go, oh, man.
Right, exactly.
Oh, man.
You see that guy holding $1 million and a bunch of diamonds in his pocket? Yeah, that's him.
Yeah. So, what did you see? I can't play, obviously, I can't play it for you on radio, but there was a moment yesterday when they were going to the rally where Clinton was speaking. And have you ever hugged somebody and it's, let me set this up. I swear, just bear with me here because you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. Have you ever hugged somebody and you hug, like you don't really want to hug them, but they outstretch their arm. If somebody tries to hug me and I don't want to hug them, I won't hug you. I won't do it. If I don't want to shake your hand, I won't do it. Like if I feel like you stuck it down your pants or picked your nose with it, I'm not going to touch your hand. And I really don't care if it looks rude. But you know how sometimes, especially if it's like a family member or something, and it's like somebody you don't like, and they're like, oh, come give me a hug. And you're like, oh, gosh, and I'll just indulge you for a second. You know what I mean? If it's like, especially if it's like that weird family member, that weird associate that you know, and they just, they hold you a little too long. Do you know what I mean? And it's weird. And you put your arms down, and then you're like, they're still hanging on to me. Like, what do you do? Have you ever had that happen to you? Everybody's that. Producer Ken, have you ever had that happen?
Yeah, that happens on occasion.
Like, somebody goes in to hug you, and then they don't let go.
So what I do now is now I extend all of my hugs.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
If they extend a hug, you extend
a
hug?
No, well, what happens is now that I'm not so surprised by the longer huggers, like, there's long hugger type people out there. They hug longer. And by the way, apparently your body releases endorphins when you hug someone for an X amount of time.
I don't know if that's what this was.
No, I don't know. I'm sure it isn't. But I'm just saying, I increased by about a second or so how long I hug someone.
I would think that those are bad endorphins. If you don't want to hug someone, you know what I'm saying, and they hug you and they don't let go, that's a bad endorphin. I don't know. But she gets off and they're on the tarmac. And they go to hug each other. And he keeps his arms around her waist. And then she kind of pulls away, and he keeps his hands on the side of her waist. Just lingering there ever so gently. And it's so awkward.
That's a little creepy.
It's so awkward, and he stares at her. He's still staring at her face. It's so awkward. And she just drops her arm. She doesn't know what to do. What do you do when someone hugs you and they don't stop hugging you? So she puts her arms down and she tries to lean back. But he still has his hands there on her waist like he's about to pick up a baby. He's holding her like you would hold a baby. And it's so awkward. And so she puts her arms down again. And then she kind of gives him another hug like, okay, you've had your fill of hugs. It's time to let me go now. But he's still holding her and staring right at her face. And he won't let go. And this goes on for like 10 seconds. I'm sorry, I'm still watching it. It's 15 seconds. He's still holding her like a baby. He holds her like a baby for 15 seconds. And she leans her head back and he keeps staring right at her face. And I just... He doesn't cup anything. There's no little cups or grabs. It's just he holds her like a baby and stares at her face. And it's so awkward. It's so awkward. And then finally, He drops his arms, but then puts another arm around her because he just can't stop touching and holding. Oh my gosh, it's so awkward. Oh, it's so awkward. It's so awkward. Why do you have to let it linger, Joe? Why must your hugs linger? Why? Oh my gosh. That's what we're talking about here. Why do you have to let it linger? Why does that hug linger? It's so awkward. It is so awkward. And what do you do in a situation like that? What do you do? What do you do in a situation like that? When someone comes up and they don't let you go.
I think if you start cupping, they'll let go.
Like you cup them?
Right. Just cup them. If they're just hugging a little too long, do some cupping.
I think that she would have said something snotty to him if she had not needed him. Do you know there's like this thing with Joe Biden where he likes to grab him some women?
Yes.
There are so many stories.
Filled with the pics.
My favorite is when he's sitting in this booth with these bikers and he's leaning over and he got his arm around that biker lady. And that man, he looking at Joe Biden because I can tell he very much does not appreciate Joe Biden. He don't care if he's the VP, having his arm around his biker lady woman. Nah, you don't do that. You don't be putting your arm all over some biker's woman. You don't be doing that. Oh, but it's Joe Biden. It's so awkward. It's so awkward. It's like that one family member that doesn't want to kiss you on the cheek. They want to kiss you on the mouth. And you're like, no. I legit made myself sick. I've been at the dentist all morning, so I'm a little bit out of it right now. And I'm legit like, oh man, that is not a great thing to do. No, I just had a piece of chicken that Glenn Chef was making for him, and he spiced it with chili powder. And if I ever compliment him, he's like, try a bite. And he tries to shove food in my, and I always eat it because he's a great chef. And I may or may not have tasted chicken again. Okay, so that's gross. So that was the awkward. Please go look at me on Instagram because I have a thing up there. Do you remember that? Did you ever? You know how Mike Tyson talks, right? He talks like this. There's this picture of him holding these two pigeons together, and the caption says, "Now kiss." And so.
K-I-T-H.
K-I-T-H. Now kiss. And so I told Chris, I said, I don't want it known that I asked you to do this. I don't know why I'm saying it on air, but I'm like, can you Photoshop Mike Tyson holding Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton and just saying, no kiss? And he did. So it's up on Instagram. Everybody apparently is quoting Airplane the movie. I've never seen Airplane the movie, but now I need to see it.
What? You've never seen Airplane?
I've never seen it. So apparently, because people are imagining what the conversation between the two of them was about. Like, have you ever seen a grown man naked or something like that? Like, what did they talk about? It's so awkward. Now kiss. I never will stop saying that. Go ahead, kiss. It was just so awkward of a meeting. Anyway. But then afterwards they went to the rally. They were in Scranton, Pennsylvania. And so then they went and they campaigned in Scranton. And I just, man, it just not. But that's how they do. It was the awkward hug. Would you rather have, Bill Clinton has actually been accused of rape. Joe Biden has never been accused of rape. And as much as I dislike Joe Biden's politics and as much as I think he's crazy, like, oh, just go out on your balcony with your shotgun and just blast off him some rounds. Like, how many rounds does your shotgun have? I've got two. How many do you have? Just go out on your balcony. Woo! He's like Yosemite Sam. Rootinest, tootinest vice president ever. He goes out there, woo, and shooting off his shotgun. That's what I tell Dr. Jill. You get up and get her. So, you know. Yeah, this is him right here.
Yosemite Sam. It's Yosemite Sam.
It's Vice President Biden.
Yosemite Sam.
Vice President Biden.
Toughest he-man, toughest hombre has ever crossed the Rio Grande.
Anyway, I like Joe Biden. So if I was comparing him to Bill Clinton, Bill Clinton I don't think is as kooky. Bill Clinton's just awkward, and he's got a Santa Claus nose. He's got like one, he's got what I call an alcoholic nose. But I don't think he's an alcoholic. He just has an alcoholic nose. You know what I mean? Like it's bulbous and red at the tip. This is going horribly wrong. You know what I'm saying, though, right? He has a... So he looks weird, and you know he's a predator. Anyway, I just can't believe I made an entire segment out of a hug. I found it that entertaining. Oh, all right. So one of the other things we're watching is this historic... The historic flooding that's taking place in Louisiana right now. And, I mean, I've seen stories where caskets been floating down the roads and all of this stuff. And it is, it's pretty, I mean, it's pretty amazing. The Cajun Navy is already out helping people. You heard of the Cajun Navy? I love these stories about Cajun Navy. It's volunteers, and they have big boats. They tow their big boats, and they've been helping out everywhere, everybody near Baton Rouge and everything. They all show up, and they take care of each other. It's kind of neat. The Cajun Navy. So they've already been helping out as many people as they can. And they're saying that this is historic flooding on par with Katrina. That's what I'm hearing from people who are in Louisiana, that it is on par with Katrina. And just yesterday, while you had these images of caskets floating down the street, that's why they bury their dead above ground. You got caskets floating down the street, all this other stuff. This was also simultaneously in news publications, along with pictures of Barack Obama playing golf, because he's on vacation for a couple of weeks, right? And he's in Martha's Vineyard, and he's playing golf. Now, I'm just going to throw this out here on the table. I want y'all to think about it. Can you, because it's affected 40,000 homes so far. Historic. It's killed 8. People are scrambling for safety. It is historic. The governor says it's historic. Everybody says it is unprecedented. It is historic flooding. 20,000 people have been rescued. 8,000 people have been in shelters on Monday night. The president from Martha's Vineyard declared a federal emergency in the state on Sunday, and then he went out to play some golf. Now, can you imagine that George Bush had been pictured on a golf course during Katrina? What would that have looked like? What if George Bush was on vacation and he was on a golf course during Katrina? What would that have looked like? I'm just out of curiosity. Do you think that he would be afforded the same, oh, well, he's on vacation courtesy that Barack Obama has been afforded? Just, again, out of curiosity. No. No, I don't believe that he would. I don't believe that he would have. We are going to take a quick break. We have a bunch of other stuff on the way for you as well, including Evan McMullen. He made the ballot in, he's on the ballot now in Utah, but what does that mean? There are some theories. We'll discuss that. Right now, though, National Debt Relief has been helping people all across the United States. Credit card companies, for those who are struggling with debt, you know that they have more control over your life than you do, but you have more control than you think. Did you know that you have the right to settle your debt for just a fraction of what you owe? So if you're thousands of dollars in debt, you don't have to declare bankruptcy or consolidate everything into a huge loan. Just call National Debt Relief. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. That's a lot. They have a proven track record of success in negotiating with creditors. They're the advocates that you want in the corner. When you go in the ring, you want National Debt Relief in your corner. So there's no need to panic every time your bills come in the mail. Stop paying just the minimum and giving credit card companies thousands of your dollars in interest. Be proactive and end the cycle of debt. End it with National Debt Relief. National Debt Relief has helped so many people. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and many, many amazing reviews online. You deserve to know all of your options, and National Debt Relief may be the best choice that you never knew you had. Call now by dialing *DEBT on your cell phone. That's *DEBT or *3328. Cellular rates may apply.
What's in a label? Natural, holistic, herbal? Does this make a treatment more effective or safe? This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. I see many patients these days who tell me, I don't believe in taking drugs. too many chemicals. They prefer their chemicals to be labeled, especially for you, from Mother Nature. This may surprise you, but I don't see myself as a conventional doctor. I see myself offering you treatments that work. Melatonin for sleep problems? Definitely. Talk therapy better than meds for anxiety? Absolutely. Acupuncture for pain? Yep, works. On the other hand, surgery for back pain? Doesn't work for most. Mammograms? Overused. Antibiotics for colds? Ridiculously stupid. DCOC advice? Conventional medicine, holistic, herbal, these are all obsolete terms. The only thing you should ask yourself before taking treatment is this. Has it been proven to work? Nothing else matters. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
The need to support our veterans is an ongoing effort that is very important to me. Now, as many of you know, I work closely with the Purple Heart Foundation in raising awareness for veterans and their needs. It's our duty to our country and our privilege to help these veterans when they return home, and the Purple Heart Foundation is doing just that every day. Now, I support the Purple Heart Foundation because of the wide range of services they provide for veterans across the country, making sure they know that they're not alone. My friends at the Purple Heart Foundation celebrate the heart of every veteran by providing emotional, physical, educational, and financial support for veterans and their families. And remember, the Purple Heart Foundation doesn't just help combat wounded soldiers. They help all veterans and their families, carrying on the legacy of the Purple Heart. In honor of those who have served, pledge your support to the Purple Heart Foundation today. Go to givetopurpleheart.org. That's givetopurpleheart.org or call 888-414-4483. You can donate a vehicle or cash. That's 888-414-4483. givetopurpleheart.org.
Reading Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Reading with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 14s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Reading Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale and September 5th.
Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, ReadingKia.com.
What is your true dream vacation? Let us help you define it. At Wind River Resort and Casino, play our Pick Your Paradise Swipe to Win promotion. Win free slot play, cash prizes, or a dream vacation and $1,000 cash.
Cash.
It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a dream vacation. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Picture yourself in your paradise. Whether you like sandy beaches or city skylines, rest assured that we have the vacation destination that you desire. This is your opportunity to pick your paradise that you've always dreamed of.
Final drawing, Wednesday, August 31st,
where you could win a dream vacation and $1,000 cash. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Some restrictions may apply.
For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Vacations are better at the river.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
If it's
what's happening, Dana's on it.
It's out.
The Dana Show.
DanaRadio.com, at DLash on Twitter. So if you missed one of the signing events for my Flyover Nation book tour, you can go to Premier Collectibles/Dana. I think that's right. Let me double check. You can actually get it at Premier Collectibles. And I tweeted out one of the links right to it because you'll be able to get a signed copy. There are a limited number. And then after that goes, then you're not able to get any more. But there are a limited number. It's Premier Collectibles, and it's / Flyover Nation signed. So you can go to Premier Collectibles, and you'll be able to get a signed copy. Like I said, if you weren't able to get it on the book tour for Flyover Nation, actually, you can go to PremierCollectibles.com/Dana. That's also fine. PremierCollectibles.com/Dana, and you can get the autographed hardcover edition if you did not get a signed book while I was on the signing event at one of the book tour stops. So you can go to premiercollectibles.com/Dana, D-A-N-A, and you'll be able to get a signed copy. And I took a picture of myself. I didn't take a picture of myself. I think Chris snapped it because I had about 800 of them because some of them had already been purchased. I think 400 of them, 400 or 500 of them had already been purchased, and so they were going to another store, and then some of them were for Premier Collectibles, too. And so, but I had a picture signing all of them. They're all signed. It's all legit. But you can go to PremierCollectibles.com/Dana, get your copy. And those will be while the supplies last, because I won't sign another batch after that. Those will be while supplies last. So make sure that if you weren't able to go and do it, that you are able to go and do it there. And I'm going to be on Kelly File tonight, but I'm not quite sure what the topic will be. But I'll be on Kelly File this evening, and I'll keep you updated on Twitter about that. Now, coming up in our second hour, we have a number of things to get into. First off, I thought that this was the premise for Bosom Buddies. A female college is considering admitting men who identify as women. We'll touch upon that. They're considering it. A Mississippi woman was sentenced to 12 years because she tried to join ISIS in a trip that she disguised as a honeymoon. We have that for you. And Larry Wilmore, who I never felt was funny, he did The Nightly Show on Comedy Central. Producer Kane, did you ever watch Larry Wilmore? Did you ever watch that show? I've never watched that show on Comedy Central.
It's painful at times. There are sometimes that he's funny, but for the most part, he really isn't funny, if we're to be honest about it.
Marty says he watched it. Marty, our associate out in D.C. Marty, did you ever think that Larry Wilmore was funny?
No, he's not funny at all, especially replacing someone as good as Colbert. He was not good.
Oh, true. That's right. That was Stephen Colbert's old
plot. Yeah, that was a demotion for all the viewers.
That's a good point. Well, but he says that they unblackened their slot because they canceled a show.
Mm.
Well, unblackened.
How many comedians do you see that use the shock and only shock as their, you know what I mean, as their means of comedy?
Yeah.
You know, he leaned on that so much it just wasn't funny anymore.
That sucks. Well, it was canceled and he's basically saying that it was racist. So we have that for you as well. We're going to get into that as well. Also, this study about how men today aren't nearly as strong as their dad. That's a new study that's out. We'll go over that as well. We have that, so much more to get into. Today in Stupidity, Florida Man. Keep it here. More of The Dana Show in minutes.
Fans of Led Zeppelin, Hendrix, and the Stones know the songs of bluesman Willie Dixon. This fall, Big Head Todd and the Monsters join forces with three second-generation blues stars, Mutt Morganfield, Billy Branch, and Ronnie Baker Brooks, to pay tribute to Willie Dixon on the Cascade Theater stage. The Big Head Blues Club comes to the Cascade Theater Thursday, September 22nd. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
the goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to 2 Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. Authorities went door-to-door and car-to-car to check for bodies Tuesday, and homeowners began the heartbreaking task of gathering up soaked family photos and mucking out houses dank with bayou mud as the floodwaters started to recede across parts of southern Louisiana. American Red Cross spokesman Craig Cooper says as of Monday night, the Red Cross had around 40 shelters open and operating throughout southern Louisiana.
Those shelters housed almost 9,000 people last night, and that is a little bit lower than it was the night before, and that's good news. Obviously, it means that some people are able to get back into their homes or they're finding other places to stay.
At least 40,000 homes have been damaged and 11 people killed in some of the worst flooding in Louisiana history. The California fire official says more than 82,000 people have been told to evacuate mountain communities threatened by a rapidly growing wildfire in San Bernardino County. In Northern California, Lake County Sheriff Brian Martin says area residents there are relieved now that a suspect who's believed to be responsible for setting numerous fires over the past year is in custody.
A lady spoke with me this morning. She says that last night was the first night I slept well in a long time. People are on edge and concerned because they know that this fire activity was not normal. It didn't occur naturally, that someone or some people were responsible for it.
175 homes burned. That suspected arsonist is 40-year-old construction worker Damon Anthony Pashilk. After the fatal shooting of a black Milwaukee man by police caused riots over the weekend, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker says the people of Milwaukee have worked together to stop the violence others tried to perpetrate.
In large thanks to religious community and civic leaders for helping tone things down. I think that's a good sign going forward. Obviously, we continue to monitor this.
Governor Walker says officials have had to gauge the appropriate law enforcement response.
At the same time, we want to make sure that people feel comfortable in that relationship between our communities and law enforcement.
This is townhall.com.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper and deeper in credit card debt and you're not sure how to fix the problem? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management is a nonprofit organization that will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges and reduce your interest rates by as much as 60%. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. It's not a loan. It's a smart way to relieve your stress, meet your obligations, and preserve your self-respect. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. 1-800-936-5348. That's 1-800-936-5348. If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5348.
In its latest bid to wean America off of fossil fuels, the Obama administration is finalizing new fuel efficiency rules for trucks and vans. EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy says the fuel standards being finalized will dramatically improve efficiency in trucks and vans, cutting heat trapping pollution and saving both operators and consumers billions.
These standards are ambitious and achievable, and they'll help ensure the American trucking industry continues to drive our economy and at the same time protect our planet.
McCarthy says these new standards apply to a range of medium and heavy-duty vehicles.
From the biggest line haul truckers to dump trucks and refuse haulers to urban and school buses, large pickup trucks, passenger vans, they'll also cover trailers for the first time.
Transportation Secretary Anthony Fong.
They're going to be able to get places using less fuel, which has a bottom-line impact on the cost of goods, for example, or the price people pay at grocery stores.
This is townhall.com. Mexican officials have confirmed the kidnapping of a son of an imprisoned drug lord.
One of six men taken from an upscale restaurant in the resort city of Puerto Vallarta was, in fact, a son of Sinaloa cartel leader Joaquin El Chapo Guzman.
Correspondent Christopher Sherman.
The state attorney general in the western state of Jalisco announced that those responsible were from a cartel known as the Jalisco New Generation Cartel, which has been rapidly expanding in other parts of Mexico.
Sherman reports there's concern that the kidnapping of six men could lead to more violence between competing drug cartels.
There is some fear that this could unleash stepped-up violence. The Jalisco New Generation Cartel has been, in some areas, in direct confrontation with the Sinaloa Cartel.
More of these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
This is Carl Lindabot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right. Sleep Number in Redding. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40 and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Do you have an aging parent who needs extra help at home? Do you have concerns about your family member driving, remembering to take medications, or eating a healthy meal? Hi, my name is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Our compassionate caregivers work in clients' homes and can help with light housekeeping, meal planning, med reminders, hygiene assistance, and much more. All staff is background checked, bonded, and insured. To make a difference in your loved one's life, call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or online at readinghomehelpers.com. When family can't do it all, your Home Helpers family can.
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
What causes riots are failed liberal urban policies in these ghettos, like Milwaukee. Milwaukee has inescapable poverty, where they're like the sixth poorest city in America. They have failing public schools. The K-12 public school system here, there's only two school systems that are worse, Cleveland and Detroit. You have massive black unemployment. I think the black unemployment rate in Milwaukee is 32%. You have dysfunctional families. You have father absent homes. You have questionable lifestyle choices. Those are the ingredients for a riot.
Yeah, and that's true. We spoke with Sheriff David Clark yesterday on my program, and he was saying this is the result of an adult man who chose to disregard the law and then draw a loaded gun on a cop. Second hour of the program. I'm Dana Lash. This is The Dana Show, DanaRadio.com, at DLash on Twitter as well, The Dana Show on Facebook. You know what else causes riots? And I've come to this conclusion after much study. What else can cause or be encouraged? What else can encourage riots? Or maybe, I don't know, like for instance in this particular situation, the sister of Silval Smith, the man who was shot by cops before he could shoot them, who told people to burn down the suburbs. Now, she was speaking to media. Well, she was speaking to there was a camera there. She was speaking to protesters. And this was after they had burned down a gas station. This was after protesters, rioters had burned down a salon, had burned down a liquor store. I'm not sure what any of these small businesses had to do with the injustice that rioters feel that somehow they are enduring by way of not being able to shoot cops. But angrily, she met with these protesters, these people who had been rioting, and she condemned the rioting in her own neighborhood. Now, you're going to think, well, that's great. Sherelle Smith, she made these electrifying comments, as it was described, on Daily Mail. That's great. She's, you know, that's wonderful. So she's really saying that we can't do this, that we shouldn't be burning down our own community. She was angry with some of the community members because the gas station had been burned down the night before, and she condemned it. She condemned the rioting in her neighborhood. She condemned the rioters' behavior in their neighborhood. And instead, she said, burning down redacted ain't going to help nothing. You're burning down redacted. We need in our community. Take that to the suburbs. Burn that down. She says, we need our blank. What? What? And she said, she was referencing this salon. She says, we need our weave. I don't wear it, but we need it. So she condemned the rioting in their community and then said to go burn down other communities. Go burn down. Yeah, that looks helpful. That's not going to be helpful at all. She says, go burn that blank down. Well, so I think that's a problem. And I'm wondering if there's any more instances of violence. If there's any more instances of violence, if there's going to be any charges that would come towards her as a result, if she would be charged because of what she said. And we have the soundbite we're going to play for you in a minute. I'm just curious, I'm just curious as to whether or not she would be charged, because you would think that, okay, well, she's sitting here actually calling for them to burn other neighborhoods down. That's kind of a problem. It would seem that way. This is a huge problem. And this has to do with attitudes in the community. How about you don't burn anything down? How about you don't burn down things in your community and you don't go to the burbs and burn down anything in that community? I mean, that's also a possibility, you know. We can just don't burn down anything. That's a possibility. And we could also do that. Don't burn down anything. But no. So this is some of the stuff we're going to get into today. We also have, headlines coming up here in a minute. Evan McMullen has qualified for the ballot in Utah. And this, we're going to see what this does in terms of whether or not that's going to throw any sort of race towards Trump or not, because some people were saying that, because he is struggling in some of these swing states, that, you know, perhaps that means that if Wi-Fi goes to Evan McMullen, and or if this race, if this primary goes to Evan McMullen, then maybe that would. There's this theory that perhaps it is all a design to make sure that try to keep Trump basically from the White House. I know there's that kind of. Let's go ahead and kick it into Quick Five.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's Quick Five.
We've been having problems with Wi-Fi all afternoon, and this is one of the reasons we're looking into actually moving the facility to a different location, which actually may be happening incredibly soon, and I would be so excited about that. So this, let's look at some of what we have here. So first up, we have, bear with us because we're having massive technical difficulties right now. Zookeeper, a dramatic moment. A zookeeper is saved from a charging leopard when a tiger comes to the rescue. I know. Yeah. This footage was actually from Mexico City. One of the zookeepers was filmed dealing with a black jaguar, a white tiger at the White Tiger Zoo in Mexico City. And so then he's getting ready to be attacked, but he ends up being saved. A leopard's charging at him from behind. and a tiger comes in to his rescue. It's kind of amazing. Cockroaches have taken to the skies, according to the Christian Science Monitor in New York. Urban cockroaches, they're not the best flyers, but the heat wave may not be enough to prompt them to take it may be hot enough to prompt some of them to take evening flights to cool off. So there's a lot of flying cockroaches in New York, which is absolutely disgusting. American and German cockroaches, they're flying around because it's gross, because it's so hot. They're taking flights in the evenings to cool themselves. So if you're in New York and you see big, giant, nasty, ugly bugs, that's why. That's so gross. A Rio resident spotted a severed leg floating in the water just a mile or so away from the Olympic sailing event. It was found yesterday in Guanabara Bay, right as Britain's Scott Giles opened up a lead nearby in sailing. The events in the Bay in Rio are scheduled for over the next 4 days. Yeah, it was a severed male leg just floating out there in the bay, That's just, you know. Disney has built an alligator wall and is going to make the alligators pay for it. Actually, no, that's not. They're not going to make the alligators pay for it. But that resort in Orlando, workers are building a stone wall around a Disney World lake where an alligator killed a toddler earlier this summer. They're also putting up warning signs and ropes after the toddler was dragged into the lake. His body was found 16 hours later, and he died from those injuries. Horrifically sad story. It is incredibly sad. And then, they're going to make the alligators pay for it. Maybe not, but we'll see. We're going to take a quick break here. Before we go, Super Beats All Day Energy, although it doesn't solve your massive technical difficulties that arise when absolutely nothing works in your studio, which is making you reconsider moving to a different space. But this Super Beats doesn't give you fake caffeine, or it doesn't give you fake energy like caffeine does. That's not what it does. Super Beats gives you all day energy and stamina. And it doesn't taste like vegetables either. You can replace your daily coffee with just a 4-ounce shot of Super Beets. It will change your life. And it's a functional food for circulation that you drink. It's loaded with dietary nitrates that produces nitric oxide in the body. That's where you get your real energy. You're going to get an all-day boost in energy and stamina. I feel it within 20 minutes of drinking it. I actually just did a shot right before we started this particular hour, so it's just now starting to kick in for me. And there's no jitters, and there's no crash either. And I've talked to so many people who've tried it, and they all tell me they feel the same thing. It's not snake oil, because first off, we know what dietary nitrates do. If anybody's ever taken a biology class, you know that nitrates convert in your body to nitric oxide, and that makes your arteries wide and flexible. It increases your circulation. It helps maintain healthy blood pressure. And in fact, two researchers were awarded the Nobel Prize in Science in 1998. Go look it up. After they discovered the effects that nitric oxide has on the body. No vegetable has more dietary nitrates in them than beets do. And the best way to get these nitrates and to feel this effect is Super Beets, because heat will destroy nitrates, which is why Super Beets uses a cold, patented drying process. Get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order, regular or black cherry. Free book, free indicator strips to measure your nitrate levels before and after. Free shipping and a money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-664-5617 or visit DanaShootsBeets.com. That's DanaShootsBeets.com.
It's the middle of the night. You wake up drenched, covered in sweat. You could crank the AC all night and try to stay cool, but who can afford that? Get rid of your heat-trapping mattress. Upgrade to a Casper. It was invented with two high-tech foams guaranteeing you sleep cool and comfortable. In fact, Time magazine named the Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. Their new sheets and pillow are just as comfortable. Together, they create the perfect sleep environment, keeping you cool and balanced. The Casper mattress ships for free in a box so small, you won't believe it holds a mattress, making it simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. Best of all, you can try it in your home for 100 nights risk-free. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. Discover why so many people love their Casper mattress. Try it in your home for 100 nights with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com and use code DANA50 for $50 toward the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, code DANA50, and get $50 toward the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com. Terms and conditions apply.
This is your life, good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
As I watch the politics on TV, I am reminded of my college political science instructor, Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said that no matter what a politician said to get in office, once there, self-preservation became the most important thing. In other words, keeping the job became more important than doing the job. Benefit to the country became secondary. He was a little cynical because he had worked in politics for many years. Politics in Washington was never meant to be a lifetime occupation. Citizens were expected to serve a term or two and then return to private life. Politicians were never meant to become wealthy in office, yet we see reports of individuals amassing millions of dollars while in office. It's time to vote for America's interests first. Become an informed voter. To do less is a disservice to your country. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today, or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
She wants that Sybil Smith sister. She's like, don't burn down our awesome things. Go burn down someone else's awesome things. Go burn down their stuff. That sounds like someone who is a friendly person. They sound friendly, don't they? They sound super friendly. The moment I like get ready to have a fit and throat punch our Wi-Fi problems, everything starts working again. I just want to let you guys know that. So now everything's working again because I was legit going to set things on fire. Like, I'm like ready to go. And throat punch it and then set it on fire. So I don't think that... How about... Now, this is going to sound pretty radical, what I'm about to propose. Because the choice, Sherelle Smith, who is the sister of Sybil Smith, who pointed a loaded gun at cops and was going to shoot them and got shot first, and they're very mad over that, and they want justice. I'm not... Yes. They want producer Kane's confused.
Because
because I know the story, but I mean, I want you to say that again, just so I'm clear.
So, Sherelle Smith's brother, Civil Smith, raised a gun, a loaded gun, and was going to shoot and kill cops, or he was going to, at very least, shoot at cops.
Right.
And they shot him first.
Right.
Which killed him, and she wants justice.
I think we already had justice. That's what justice is.
Apparently, it's not. That's not justice.
So, what's her response to the...
Justice would have been her brother just getting to shoot cops and everybody leaving a man alone. I mean, can't a man just go out in his neighborhood and shoot some people?
So the problem,
Golly!
The problem is...
Everybody's so racist! I'm so tired of you racists! You guys are so racist! Can't a man walk down the damn street and go and shoot whoever he wants, cops included? You guys are such racist! How dare you deny someone that right? Oh! Oh, Black Lives Matter! Black Lives Matter! Guys are so ignorant.
Actually, they're chanting Black Power, but that's different.
That also.
But I think it's the I think I see the problem here.
Mm-hmm.
Their definition of justice, I think, is a little off.
You sound like you're being served by your white privilege.
No. I'm thinking. Here's what I picture with justice: a blindfolded lady holding scales. Yeah, and so
that's your white privilege statue.
I'm half Mexican. What does that have
that
to
doesn't
do with
count. Your white side erases your Mexican side.
I don't know what that...
That's how powerful the white privilege is. It completely erases your Mexican heritage.
Not sure how that comes into play. But blind justice. So if we're to look at this from a blind perspective and an act, you know, action getting a reaction...
Blindfold people just like back in the day when they sold them?
Oh, man.
With your white privilege statue?
I'm really not doing well, am I?
Go ahead, go on.
I'm just saying... Just the blind justice is what we have to have here.
Uh-huh.
I think they're seeing justice as a not blind thing.
They're
seeing skin color. They're seeing they're only using exactly what they claim to be against, which is categorizing them as.
You don't understand though. See, your white half.
Yeah.
Enslaved people.
Ooh, I don't remember that part.
Yeah. Well, that's because your white privilege erased your memory, like the men in Blackpen.
Man.
And so you don't remember all the injustice
white,
that you perpetuated against
white
everyone.
Privilege. Yeah, that's powerful stuff. I had no idea white privilege was so powerful.
Well, it is. It's pretty magical.
Mm.
And I'm just saying that your white privilege, your white half, erased, not only erased your Mexican half, but you also disenfranchised a bunch of people. And so...
I got to be honest, it's unintentional. Completely unintentional.
That's because you're white privilege.
Wow.
I know.
No idea.
I know. I mean, see, the thing is that you could walk down the street and shoot a cop, and no one would say anything to you.
Because I'm white? Or, well, I'm half white?
Yeah, because you're half white.
They'd say stuff to the half Mexican part of me, probably.
I don't even know, because you're a white Mexican, so
yeah.
I'm not even sure. You could walk down the street right now, and you could shoot
a
cop.
Why is it white Mexican? Why can't it be a Mexican white?
No one would say nothing. You could walk into Dallas and shoot a cop, and they'd be like, it's all right, sir, go on your way.
I'm not sure that's the case.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's how that always works. Always is that way. It always is like that. I don't know if you know that or not. Marty could go and shoot somebody, and they will be like,
well, he's been
shot,
so he can shoot somebody. I think that's the law, right? Once you've been shot, you can actually shoot somebody else. It just, you've been shot.
Pretty much.
I mean, that's
kind of how he can, like, shoot all the people. And, yeah. But, see, that's the thing. So, I mean, and that's just how, yeah. He says he's a white gangster Russian Jew.
Man.
Golly.
There's a conflict.
Gosh, so white. White. So I see what you're saying. I appreciate that you're recognizing that you have white privilege.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's what I did, though.
You did. You recognize that you have white privilege.
Oh.
And, I mean, just so don't be hating on people.
I would just blind justice. That's all. Let's remove skin color and everything from the case. One man pointed a gun at another man. The other man shot the man that first pointed the gun at him. Man that first pointed gun died. End of story. That's, I mean, from the beginning of guns, we've
seen
this.
The other guy should not have, even though he was also a black officer.
He was a black officer, you're right.
The police is a construct of white privilege.
I don't.
And so...
I'm not.
And so, he should have just dropped his gun and allowed himself to be shot.
Right, that's it. I'm forcing you to go to commercials.
I'm just letting you know that that's the argument. I mean, in order to be able to successfully understand this, you need to be able to successfully argue both sides. Quick break. We have more of the show. 844-344-DANA. Tell me what you think about your situation.
Dana Show.
When you're in debt, it feels like the credit card companies have more control over your life than you do. But you have more control than you think. Did you know that you have the right to settle your debt for just a fraction of what you owe? That's right. So if you're thousands of dollars in debt, don't declare bankruptcy or consolidate everything into a huge loan. Call National Debt Relief. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. Stop panicking every time your bills come in the mail. Stop paying just the minimum and giving the credit card companies thousands of dollars in interest. Be proactive and end the cycle of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. You deserve to know all your options, and National Debt Relief may be the best choice you never knew you had. Call now by dialing *DEBT on your mobile phone. That's *DEBT or *3328. Cellular rates may apply.
Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Please join me for the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon, on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
And guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot. And Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-off, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com in the Palisades Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
On Saturday, September 10th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad Davin here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural, show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including a reptile party, raffles, and much more. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 10th, at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
It's time for The Legal Edge, a look at your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. And now, with a look at what's happening on the legal front, the president of the Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus.
Recently, the California Board of Education unanimously approved implementing references to gay role models throughout history and social science curriculum. As early as the second grade, children will now be immersed into the gay rights movement and other similar topics within their mainstream education. This law will also prohibit the implementation of any classroom materials, including health studies, that reflect adversely upon LGBT lifestyles. These new guidelines will only diminish the importance of prominent events and historical figures for the sake of being replaced by LGBT icons. I'm Brad Dacus.
To find out more about The Legal Edge, call 916-857-6900 or log on at pacificjustice.org.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hey, this is Carl Bach from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else. The Dana Show.
DanaRadio.com. And tonight, The Blaze at 5 p.m., and then later on I'll be on Kelly File. So I was, Kane and I, we were having a discussion because the sister of the Milwaukee man, Sybil Smith, who pointed a gun at a black officer and was going to shoot that officer, and that officer fired in self-defense and shot Smith first and killed him. His sister wants justice. And she also reminded everyone, don't burn our neighborhoods down. Go burn down all their neighborhoods. Like, I don't know what that means. Go burn down the suburbs, she said. She said that. That was her audio. We played it.
So the goal is to just burn things down. It's not about unity or healing or any of that?
Yeah. No. When you burn down a gas station, people think things. And they go, oh, that is changing the game. That solved all our problems. Do you know what stopped World War II?
What? No, you're going to tell me that, aren't you?
Somebody burned down a Quick Trip.
Mm. Mm.
Did you guys know that? And everyone was like, what? Oh, man, stop.
Thank God that happened then.
And a salon. All the weaves went up in flames. And everyone said, oh, my gosh, we have to stop this Warren. We have to stop the wars because somebody burned up all the weaves and somebody burned down the Quick Trip. And now where are we going to go to get that delicious black coffee? Where are we going to go? I can't get my 25-cent fudge round. Where am I going? I'm telling you, that happened. It's not my fault if you don't want to believe it. I mean, these are historical things. Someone's mad because some place is selling a Black Olives Matter T-shirt. And the Black Lives Matter folks they said that it is mocked and ridiculed, that they're mocking and ridiculing Black Lives Matter. Do you know what, though? I don't think a T-shirt that says Black Olives Matter mocks and ridicules the Black Lives Matter movement. I think burning down gas stations and salons mocks your movement. Just pointing out, you know, when you nothing says take me seriously like burning down a liquor store. Woo! Do you know that's how we begin all of our... whenever we sit down and we're negotiating things, do you know what Reagan did? When they decided, he didn't just say, the media didn't tell you this because they're all crap weasels. You know what Reagan did? He went up and he stood in front of that wall and he said, Mr. Gorbachev, take down that wall. And then you know what he did? He stepped off the stage and he walked right across the street to her liquor store and he burned it down. And everyone was like, damn, Reagan just lit fire to a liquor store. And Russia was all, what? We're taking you seriously now. We're going to stop all our communism. Did you know that happened?
I wasn't.
Gosh.
That's not what I was told.
Guys, you're so ignorant of history.
That's not how I learned it.
You didn't know that?
No, that's not what I was told.
You know how John F. Kennedy screwed up Bay of Pigs? He didn't burn down a liquor store.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy. That happened. I know. You know, that's always the tactic. I'm saying. That is always the tactic. So, yeah, black olives. I love black olives, though. I do. Can we just talk for a minute about how delicious they are in salads?
I like green olives, too.
Oh, I love all of the olives.
All olives don't matter.
All olives matter.
No, by saying all olives matter, you're ignoring the fact that black olives matter.
And also green olives.
But black olives clearly matter.
And also green olives.
Okay, but you're not saying it right.
Yeah, all olives matter. All olives are delicious. They're all tasty. You know what my favorite thing in the world is? God, I love America. I don't mean that in a blasphemous way. I mean, like, Lord, thank you for America. You know what I love so much? I love that I can go into, oh, my gosh, you guys know what's amazing. You know what's America? Oh, my gosh, this is so America. When you can go into, like, a Central Market, which is like a Whole Foods, and that it's like a fancy third world country to go in and being able to walk around with people who pretend they can't wash their feet and they wear Birkenstocks and they pretend that Tom's of Maine is a legitimate deodorant when it's not and everything else. And then you can go to one of those, it's an olive bar and they have all the olives there, all of them. And you can get any olives no matter what. And you can, all of the olives or none of them or some or bits, you can get all of it. That's America. Walk right out with it after you pay. You know, but if you have white privilege and you don't have to pay, you can just go in and take things and they give them to you for free because you're white. You know that?
I had no idea.
No, it's crazy.
I have not been taking advantage of that.
Did you not get your white privilege card?
No. Is it supposed to come in the mail?
Yeah. I mean, everybody has the white privilege card.
Or is it just somebody that sneakily walks up to you with a
trench coat?
No,
it is a white privilege card. I keep it right there by my Costco card. And you know, and sometimes I'll flash it when I'm at Costco, and they wheel me up to the front of the line because
white privilege, though.
I know, white priv. That's what we call it for short. White priv. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. You didn't know that you could do that, did you? That's amazing.
Not at all.
Like, you know what? When I go, like for instance, when I went to IHOP, last time I was at IHOP. And they had a pancake special, and I don't even remember, it was like some apple cinnamon. It was a pancake special, and it was, you know, for a limited time.
Yeah,
only.
IHOP does some good pancakes.
It's amazing, because sometimes you just don't want to do it yourself. My privilege. And so I was sitting at the table, and I was like, I want them white apple cinnamon pancakes. They were delicious. And the server said, no, ma'am, I'm so sorry. We're out. We're not doing that anymore. That special is now over. And you know what I did? I went, held up my hand and I held up my index finger and I said, you wait just a minute.
Give me a second.
You wait. And I opened my little wallet, I zipped, and I pulled out, slammed it on the table. It was my white privilege card.
Wow.
And she said, I'm sorry. I didn't know that you had a white privilege card. I'm going to go. We have those pancakes, but we don't give them to black people. So if you have a white privilege card, and so there we go. Did you guys know that?
Man.
It is amazing. I know.
I knew I liked IHOP. I just didn't. I had no idea
like
that was going on.
I know. Like, I told my mother, my mom was totally unaware of white privilege, being a single mother who escaped a very difficult life as an adult with a very difficult person and escaped to not be a statistic and worked three jobs so we didn't have to go on the government dole and raised her daughter in secondhand clothes. We had to borrow notebook paper because we couldn't afford it. And we ate milk, biscuits, and gravy sometimes for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and I didn't have nothing new. I told my mom, I'm like, you know that all that time we were poor and struggling? Like, poorer than our current president, poorer than our current first lady. I mean, like, we were struggling, literally struggling. Why didn't you just be like, where's my white privilege card? Hello.
Right.
Hi. See?
She missed out.
She missed out. My grandfather was a poor farmer, and they are of American Indian descent. And he was a poor farmer. And I didn't realize this stereotype. I didn't realize that he was actually a lesbian. And here's why I say this. Wait, what?
That's a joke I used to say in college. I want to hear this.
I didn't realize he was a rich white male. Let me put it like this. I didn't realize he was a rich white male, my grandfather. I didn't know he was a rich old man.
I didn't either.
He lived in a tiny 800-square-foot house, and
yeah.
His skin wasn't white, but I'm just, you know, it's amazing. So I was reading this story, Washington Free Vegan. I'm so glad that our government exists to do things like this. Where would we be without it, right?
Wow.
The headline is Feds Holding Summits for Lesbian Farmers. The USDA wants to change the image of farmers from rich white male. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is holding summits to promote the role of lesbian farmers as a part of its Rural Pride campaign. The agency is working with singer and LGBT activist Cyndi Lauper for a day of conversation about the struggles of gay and transgender individuals in rural America. The agency says it wants to change the perception of what it means to be a farmer in America away from the white rich male.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. They think farmer equals white rich male?
Yeah.
Who said that? When did that happen?
I don't know, but apparently there are tons of lesbian farmers that aren't getting appreciated because rich white men.
Mm. I don't.
So wait, don't you think having more lesbian farmers would by itself change the image of farmer? We have to spend a ton of money to change the. What will changing the image of farming do for our economy?
I'm not really sure, to be honest.
ISIS is all, shh, watch what they're doing. Watch what Alohu Akbar, Aloha Snack Bar, Rolando Snack Bar. Look what they're doing. They're changing the image of farming. We can't fight them. We cannot fight the infidels. They're changing the image of farming. They are. They're lesbian farmers. We can't fight these infidels. Let's go Rolando Snack Bar somewhere else.
Aloha Snack Bar.
Oh, hi.
When did farmers become rich white guys? Like, I've never met a rich
right
farmer
now?
In my life.
Right now?
Like, in my life. Why did they have farm aid if farmers were rich?
They just had AIDS.
I don't think so.
I think you misunderstand.
Really,
I think that was farm aid.
I don't really think that's what it was.
People who have AIDS and also farm.
I don't think so.
Well, because they're rich and white. You know why? Because the government says they are.
Do you know
farmers, they grow actual physical money.
Mm.
Like they have actual money trees. And you know what they do? They water it with the tears of the poor. That's what they do.
That's so cruel that they do that.
My grandpa grew 20.
I had no idea.
He grew 20s. And he pretended that he was not, he pretended that his descent came from somewhere other than white. And he pretended that he was poor. He even put out, like, our pet chicken Dumplin', which that was real.
Mm.
But he, you know, pretended that was his pet chicken. It was a robot, actually, made of gold. And feathers stuck to it. But he did, it was a tree that grew $20 bills, and he watered it with the tears of the poor.
Mm.
You didn't know that?
First of all, I've never known any farmer to not be a hard worker. In other words, every farmer I've ever met has been a really hard worker. So anything that they have because of their hard work is not only deserved, but it's theirs. And it's not, they're not rich, and it certainly isn't rich white that makes them successful farmers. It's hard work that makes them successful farmers. So...
Yeah. You know, the Dust Bowl didn't happen. That was just dust from all the money that was spent. The fibers from the money. Because them farmers were making it rain! Because they so rich! They were making it. I don't know if you didn't.
Irony there is if it doesn't rain, farmers don't make money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on.
I mean, Farm Aid, I like how you brought that up. You know what? Let's look at Realpedia real quick.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of Realpedia?
I never have.
Because it's existing now.
Okay.
Farm Aid.
Realpedia?
Don't go to Realpedia.com because it's not there.
Okay.
Farm Aid, actually, Farm Aid was about bringing awareness of farmers that have AIDS.
No, it's not saying that. What are you saying?
Yeah, and then everyone else, because that's how they get by. They try to make you all think that they're poor and they're.
What was that, Realpedia? What did you say it was?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Farm Summit sounds like an awesome folk band name. Doesn't it?
Or, you know, just what I see in the itinerary of what not to do that day.
Lesbian Farm Summit is like a great folk band name, right? Like, they could cover Wagon Wheel. I'm so tired of that damn song. You know what I mean? Can we play that? Play that song. I know we got to go to commercial, but I just...
You're talking about Darius Rucker, I would assume.
I don't know who the hell sings it.
Yeah, the guy from Hootie
and
the Blowfish.
He's black, so he's using his white privilege to sing this. Actually, this is a great cover.
He does not have white privilege.
This is Lesbian Farm Summit covering Wagon Wheel.
This is not. This is Darius Rucker.
It's Lesbian Farm Summit. I'm telling you. And they're covering. They sound like a man. They sound just like Darius Rucker. This is actually Lesbian Farm Summit covering Wagon Wheel. All right, we got to pay some bills because white privilege, apparently. So let's go pay some bills, shall we? I'm pretty sure this is probably my favorite moment of broadcasting. Folks, I don't know what phone service you use, but I would bet you that they're pretty awful. I'm pretty sure that you've been dissatisfied with your customer service. I'm pretty sure that you would especially be dissatisfied if you realized where the money that you send them to give you cell phone service, what they do with that money, right? Because some of these phone companies out there have given millions of dollars to, for instance, Planned Parenthood or anti-Second Amendment causes. Credo Mobile is one of them. They've given over $80 million to progressive causes just in the past decade, and they're the largest corporate sponsor of Planned Parenthood. And there's never been an alternative for conservatives, for limited government, for libertarian folks to choose from until Patriot Mobile. This is America's only conservative phone provider, and it was set up to fund conservative causes and initiatives. They're just like your current mobile phone provider, but they donate a part of your monthly bill to conservative causes. They have better customer service, and they, well, so they're not. They're like, if your current mobile phone provider was awesome, then they would be like Patriot Mobile. Call 1-800-A-PATRIOT today, and for switching, you'll get a free Samsung Galaxy S7 with unlimited talk, text, data for just $70 a month. I care where my money goes. This is why I switched to Patriot Mobile last February. Great customer service. I save on average about 13% off every bill. Use promo code Dana and they'll waive the activation fee for up to two phones. Go to PatriotMobile.com or call 800-A-PATRIOT. That's 800-A-PATRIOT, PatriotMobile.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
My home county has a thick notebook called the General Erosion and Sediment Control Plan, which supposedly dictates how all new construction should handle water runoff. But not all new construction causes erosion. We were actually required by these rules to cut the roots of an entire row of trees and place plastic erosion fencing in the ground. First, there was no erosion there at all. And second, had there been, trees are nature's most perfect way to control it. Instead of relying on thick notebooks of regulations, we ought to look through the lens of liberty and remember that every situation is different. Instead of applying punitive and costly government rules, we need to apply common sense.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
As we head into the summer this year, all I can think about is being outside and exercising and doing fun stuff with my family every chance I get. It's that one time of the year that I want to make sure that my energy level is at its peak so I can enjoy all the fun stuff. Do you feel like you're dragging and you need more energy? If you haven't joined me yet in the Super Beats Revolution, what are you waiting for? You've heard me say it over and over. Beets are a nutrition goldmine. I love that I'm doing something healthy and I have amazing all-day energy and stamina. I take Super Beats every day. I've been using this product for over a year and it works. I can feel the energy that it gives me within 20 minutes and I want you to feel it too. Call 1-800-664-5617 or visit danashootsbeats.com. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry free. It comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get the free book Beat the Odds and free shipping on the whole thing. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. That's 1-800-664-5617, danashootsbeats.com.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. It's time for the Boondocker Ball. Join us Saturday, August 27th at Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. You'll enjoy an evening of dinner, dancing, costume contest, live auction, a 1940s World War II USO style event, dance to live music from the Lou White Band. Ticket prices are $35 single, $50 per couple, or sponsor a table of 10 for $500, which includes a $400 drawing package. For more information, see NorCalVeteransMuseum.org or the museum Facebook page. For ticket purchasing information, call our offices at 678-2280. Also, see Bastiani Arms on Larkspur Lane in Reading, right off Cypress. Tickets also available at the Classic Cafe on Athens Avenue. Once again, for more information, call 378-2280. Thank you for your support. We'll see you there.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
We're farming lesbians now. The Lesbian Farmer Summit is going to be kicking off. We've got a great lesbian harvest this year, everyone. I was asked if these lesbians are going to, if these lesbians will be farmed using GMOs. No, there will not be any giant male organs there. Let's go ahead and kick it into some Florida Man. Woo!
Hey, brother. Woo! It's time to check in on Florida Man.
So what happens after you do a shot of beef? Oh, my God. I'm not even apologizing. The rest of the show is going to be so weird. Florida officials want you to stop spray painting the birds. Quit it. Orlando Weekly's mad at you all. Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission are about to come and whoop you. They're asking the public to stop painting the birds, specifically the white ibis. The bird is protected in Florida. And not only is painting them cruel, it's illegal, and it can cause serious damage, and it's a waste of paint. So last July, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission had to remind people to also stop painting turtles. And so now they're saying, stop painting these birds. Quit painting them. Quit. They do. People are painting birds. I don't know why people are painting animals down there. Is that a thing? I don't get it. Stop painting the birds, though, they say. Just don't do it. All right, so... And I feel sorry for that bird. A Florida man invades a house and steals 2 packs of sausages and some paper towels. Detectives are searching for the burglars who robbed a Palm Bay residence of its sausages and paper towels as the homeowner slept. The man discovered the break-in when he woke to find the front door of his home wide open, and he looked at the surveillance footage. He said, 3 individuals came in, and they stole my sausages and my paper towels. It's freaky, he says. Yeah, I love these stories. Florida man kills couple, tries to bite a man's face off. This is bad. We're going to have to share this tomorrow because we're running. He was on synthetic drugs, which I'm sure will shock you. Also tomorrow, I will share with you how a Florida woman theft suspect trashed a store for 10 minutes straight. Oh, I know. We have those stories, too. Quick break. Our third hour is on the way. You don't want to go anywhere because I'm pretty sure we're going to be able to top Farming Lesbians. Keep it here.
Redding Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Redding with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 Fortes and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Redding Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends September 5th.
Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. House Republicans say they've received FBI notes related to the investigation of Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server.
The announcement from the House Oversight Committee comes as a conservative group announced they would receive copies of thousands of previously undisclosed work-related emails sent or received by former Secretary Clinton. The emails were recovered as part of the FBI's year-long probe into whether Clinton and her aides mishandled sensitive information flowing through a private email server located in the basement of her New York home. The documents provided to the committee include FBI notes rather than transcripts, since the agency doesn't record interviews.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. At a rally in Philadelphia, Hillary Clinton says it's vital that backers work hard to turn out to vote.
We don't want you on the sidelines come November. This is the most consequential election. The stakes could not be higher.
National Journal chief political columnist Ron Fortier believes Donald Trump's campaign is in trouble, barring some unforeseen development. Fortier said he doesn't think naming cabinet officials before the election will help.
He can surround himself with a cabinet full of Einsteins and Reagan, but he's still the one who makes the decisions, whose fingers on a nuclear button, who sets the course and the demeanor of the United States. And right now, the American public, since the convention, has seen the way he's behaved and said, no.
Fortier spoke with the Salem Radio Network. U.S. gymnast Simone Biles, who won the floor exercise for her fourth gold in Rio, says it's hard to believe.
It's very crazy, and to think what I've done, it's been an amazing experience, and I don't think I could be more proud of myself.
Biles and Allie Raisman, who won the silver in the event, will have a total of 8 medals in their luggage when they fly out of Rio. The U.S. women's volleyball team has reached the semifinals by beating Japan. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360. 1-800-758-5360. 1-800-758-5360.
In this box, we have a lidocaine pain patch. And in this box, we have what looks to be another pain patch, Blue Emu's Lidocare. Lidocare offers 4% lidocaine. It's odor-free, ultra-flexible, and it's the only non-water-based lidocaine patch. Yes, I said only. So if you'd prefer this to this, find us at Walgreens, CVS, or Amazon.
U.S. factories produced more autos, machinery, and chemicals in July, lifting production by the most in a year.
The Federal Reserve says factory output grew at 0.5% last month after a 0.3% gain in June. Overall, industrial production expanded 0.7%, the biggest increase since November 2014. Utilities output jumped 2.1% as hotter than usual weather boosted air conditioning use. Mining activity rose 0.7%, its third straight gain.
Correspondent Jeremy House, the figures suggest that U.S. manufacturing may be turning a corner after struggling to overcome the impact of a stronger dollar, slower overseas growth, and falling oil prices. U.S. stocks slid Tuesday as investors continued to sell phone company and utility shares. The Dow lost 84 points to 18,552. The S&P 500 slid 12. The NASDAQ was down 35 points. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The reopening, as well as the reinvention of the World Trade Center Mall, reflects how times have changed in Lower Manhattan since the 9/11 attacks. Shopper Raven Smith Perez says it was exciting to be at the newly opened mall on the first day.
I think it's absolutely amazing. I love the way they've transformed it. I think it brings tourism back over into this area, and I love it.
Shopper Jeff Rutsky says it's great to see Lower Manhattan really coming back to life all these years later.
I just think that the rebuilding of the site is great for this community, and we've waited a long time for the site to come up to this level.
Shopper Derek Wilson says he's old enough to remember when the original World Trade Center towers were built, and it means a lot to see the neighborhood come back again.
I'm still nostalgic for you, what used to be there, and then to see like all this new stuff, like after all the destruction that's happened, I think it's meaningful, believe me.
More of these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Revolve Solar, the Shasta Athletic Club, Gold Star Mortgage, Mast Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members. Every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, hear what's going on. Many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform. So tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show. It's the happening place.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source.
Uncle Bob, where does the water come from?
From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
Dina Show.
I think first and foremost, we have to understand that this is really a bad precedent to set. The Congress, the United States Congress, the House Oversight Committee, they're really not the checks and balances of the FBI. So this is a really, really slippery slope that the FBI is on and the Department of Justice is on.
Speaking of them emails, though, the State Department, according to The Hill, is just out. They're going to release all of the work-related emails that the FBI recovered from Hillary Clinton's private system. This is a recent court filing eliminating the possibility that these messages will ever remain secret. Third hour of the show. I'm Dana Lash. This is The Dana Show. 844-344-DANA is the number to call into the program. They say that this is going to remain unsettled as to whether or not the full set of emails will be out before the presidential election. So we could get these emails out after the election. If she wins, then we could, I mean, who knows what kind of all crazy stuff is in these emails. Thousands of them will be released to Judicial Watch. Now, this is the group that FOIA'd them. It's a conservative watchdog group that they filed numerous legal complaints and over the way that they had her server set up, her homebrew, it's that lesbian farming story that just did us in last hour. They're farming lesbians, in case you didn't know. But they routinely release these documents that they obtained via FOIA request, and they're going to make these public as well. So this was a filing. This just out, they're going to release all of them. I know that sounds Nice. Yes, that's what we want. We're excited that that's finally going to happen. I mean, I think that, but then, of course, they'll probably dump it after the election, and it'll be on a Friday, and who knows? Who knows? Who knows? So the president is going to issue a transgender bathroom mandate for federal facilities. I know. So this is Washington Times. This week, the Obama administration will announce a new directive granting access to intimate federal facilities on the basis of gender identity. The regulation is going to be posted at the Federal Register at some point this week, opening up thousands of federally operated restrooms to people who want to pretend that they're a different sex, that want to use the facilities corresponding with the gender of the sex that they're pretending to be. I'm not reading the politically correct version. I'm reading it in how someone would read it in reality, okay? Roughly 9,200 properties owned by General Services Administration. They're not going to be limited to employees. GSA spokesperson Ashley Nash-Hahn said anyone visiting a federally operated property, including courthouses, et cetera, will be allowed to use the restroom consistent with their gender identity. So this is what we're focusing on. There's all kinds of flooding in Florida, but hey, you dudes can go drop a deuce alongside a lady. There you go, right there. This is ridiculous. No pun intended. This is so crazy. I'm in a mood today now. I was at the dentist all this morning, and then I didn't get to do my Super Bees until, what? When did I do it? Last hour? Yeah, because my teeth were sore. And so now it's kicked in, and I don't feel sorry for you. You are well aware. So now if you're at a courtroom and you decide, I want to go and pretend to be a lady for the day, then you can go and use those bathrooms, because that's the most important thing, right? Where people go to the bathroom. You can't make this stuff up. We also have, this is another story that is also coming out right now. Navajo Nation is suing the EPA over that toxic mine spill. So you guys remember the Gold King mine, right? It's a part of a tributary to the Animas River, and how they dump, what did they dump? Like tons and tons of all kinds of stuff in there. And they didn't really realize it. I mean, the water was horrific. They changed the whole color of the river. It was awful. They had all kinds of toxic acid, mine waste, lead and arsenic. The river was orange. It was an orange river, like pumpkin orange. So the Navajo are suing the extremely poisonous agency. And they allege that the EPA failed to properly remediate the disaster and compensate the thousands of farmers that rely on the San Juan River, which flows from the Animas through New Mexico and Utah to irrigate their crops and sustain their cattle and sheep. Because for a lot of these farmers, that's how they water their crops. That's how they do all of that. And so the livelihood of voters in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, and Utah, if the Republicans were smart... Now, I know we're hinging upon if they're smart. Then they could use this as a symbol and really go after Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, and Utah. Hillary Clinton might be using this to her advantage because Evan McMullen is now on the ballot. And if he's not going to walk away with Utah. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. And that's not the goal of his presidency, my theory. My theory is that he just wants to get it to where... it's not Trump. I don't think that he's not a conservative. I'm not arguing that. I think that Evan McMullen is rather, he's a foil because he thinks that it would be easier to, he's a never Trump person. So never Trump that he believes that Hillary Clinton, it would be easier to get rid of her after 4 years. That's me theorizing. That's not definitive. I'm just speculating here, but because she could make it incredibly close. If he ends up taking a significant percentage, like I said, I don't believe he would walk away with the state of Utah. But if he ends up taking a particular percentage, he can make it to where Trump doesn't. And he's got, I mean, he went to BYU. He was born in Provo. So he's got that hometown feel. He's got that hometown resume. A lot of people might be attracted to that. So that's something that we'll see how that works out. But that could be an issue in that state in particular and in some of these other states, because you have a lot of people that are super unhappy with the overreach and overregulation of the EPA. And then they regulate phosphates out of our dish detergent. They regulate what light bulbs we can use, but they have no problems with dumping a ton of crap into a river and ruining the ecosystem and making it to where farmers can't even make sure that their cattle are watered. That's a huge problem. And then in Arizona, particularly, Native Americans are a huge, huge voting bloc, but they trend Democrat, which I will never understand why on earth. Why? I will never understand why on earth.
Did government take over their education system, too?
Yeah. I mean, these are the individuals who, on specific reservations, they make it to where you can't own land. First off, there's a reason why they're people are... The Democrat Party is the reason why Native Americans are on reservations in the first place. Let's be straight about that. I have no idea. I will never understand that. Like, my family, knowing where my family came from, they still trend Democrat. And I will never understand that. I'm like, you realize that our ancestors were marched on the trail of genocide by the very party you support today, right? Like, they were purposefully set on that trail. You know this, and died on it, and got their numbers from the commissions on it and everything. You know this, right? And yet, here it is. So I'm going to be really interested to see how the parties bring out the EPA, because not only do you have EPA, but you have Bureau of Land Management, which unfortunately shares the initials with Black Lives Matter. So when you say BLM online and you're talking about, like, for instance, the violation of the Ruby Valley Treaty of 1868, people immediately think, what does Black Lives Matter have to do with this? So it's precious. Anyway, let's go ahead and kick it into Quick Five.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's Quick Five.
So, first up, Macy's, they've closed another 100 stores. What is going to happen to the Thanksgiving Day Parade? Because isn't that what Macy's does? They have their big Thanksgiving. That's the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade every year. They're closing another 100 stores. And the retail business landscape, I think it's a couple of things. I think it's a sign that we're doing bad economically, but also because the way that people are going about retail is changing. So 15% of Macy's department stores are going to close. They didn't disclose where, but they said most of them will be shut down in early 2017. So you're saying that what, Macy's just bought the name rights of the parade?
I don't know. I thought so. I mean, you know,
I thought it was the Macy's Day Parade.
It's Macy's Day Parade.
It's been the Macy's Day Parade for, I mean, wasn't it the Macy's, or no, it wasn't Macy's. What was the name of the parade back in that movie, Miracle on 34th Street?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It wasn't Macy's Day, but what
it wasn't Mr. Macy.
Somebody on Twitter.
Oh,
I know, it's
right
there.
On the tip of my tongue. Gimbel's.
Now, I would assume it's like a stadium, where it's like, you know, stadiums get named after the people who paid for the naming rights, and I would assume that's how it goes here.
Well, I don't know.
I could be way off. I mean, Twitter will let us know.
Yeah, Twitter will let us know, I'm sure. But I think what's going to happen with there is I have no idea. It's just going to be, it'll basically just, at some point, they're only going to be able to afford, like, just, like, dollar store or, like, the supermarket balloons, and people can just walk out the street with a supermarket balloon. They'll only be able to afford that. Let's see. This is Cam Newton. I don't know why he was criticized, but he was. He was criticized for telling GQ magazine that America is, quote, beyond race. The NFL star Cam Newton gave a lengthy interview to GQ, which was posted online Monday, and he said that there was an immediate backlash to some of his comments on race in America. The Carolina Panthers quarterback was voted most valuable player last year for his awesome play during NFL regular season, but he was also regularly ridiculed for his demeanor and antics on the field, which came to a head after the Broncos beat the Panthers in Super Bowl 50. 27-year-old Newton told GQ that he believes people's dislike of him has nothing to do with the fact that he's African-American. He says, it's not racism. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. And he says, I don't want it to be about race because it's not. He goes, look, we're beyond that as a nation. And people were mad because you can't have a Black Lives Matter movement. It's we're all about race. That's what people who are race hustlers and want to make their bank off race, they need there to be division. They need there to have it be all about race. You can't be beyond it, because then how can people make money off of something that we're beyond? California has baby gangsters. The state put 42 children under the age of one on its gang affiliation watch list. Baby gangsters.
How many?
42. It's called Cal Gang, and they're attempting to list every gangster and gang affiliate in California. The database was created for law enforcement to gain longer sentences for gang crimes and tie people to gang injunctions. But a recent audit revealed some major flaws. The watch list names 42 gang members aged less than 12 months old. Actually, that's not age less, age fewer than 12 months old. Let's use proper grammar, Daily Mail. You guys, also, you're English, and you always make fun of us, so... They also claim that more than half of those admitted to being gang members, employers have been using it to screen during recruitment. I don't understand why employers wouldn't be able to use it to screen during recruitment. Let's see. It shows here that you murdered a man, slit his throat open, and then shot him in the head because of gangs. But I'm not allowed to use this as part of my decision-making process into whether or not to hire you for my personal business. That's going to be dependent upon your ability to do your job well.
Or to let you into preschool. Because, gosh, there's... 42 of them that are one-year-old.
Yeah. So 42 who are fewer that who are like one-year-old or younger. Baby gangsters. That sounds like NWA for toddlers. Like, you know how they have, what is it, the kids
TWA.
Rock something? The kids rock something? And the kids karaoke the song? Well, you can do the same thing with rap and just call it baby gangsters.
Like kids pop or kids bop? Or,
kids bop or whatever, yeah. I don't know what that was called. I don't listen to that stuff. No one wants to hear a bunch of kids badly karaoke, like actual like rock songs.
Horrible.
And a lot of the songs they pick are horrible.
I mean, kids dig it, but it's horrible.
Nobody wants to do that. It's like saying, here, I'm going to value your... It's like, I'm going to look at your stick figure drawing and think that's better than a Monet. It's not happening. I'm just being realistic. Nobody... Who the hell buys kids bop? How do they make so many kids bops? Who does this? Who's like, you know what I want? I want a CD of kids just karaoke-ing badly. Sounds great. What kids like it? Kids don't even like it.
Oh, there's some kids that dig it.
No, there is not.
Yeah, because they hear themselves in the kids that they so the kids love singing the songs. So it's like they love hearing themselves.
I would have never loved that. Oh,
no, I wouldn't have, no.
Gosh.
But kids love it.
I don't know any kid that loves that. It's like saying that you like Caillou, that bald little kid who always whines from Canada.
Oh, Caillou's so sweet. What are you saying?
My mommy! Oh, my gosh. I don't believe in child abuse, but that one, that one right there. Marty says that's his nephew's favorite show. You better have an intervention, Marty, because that's horrific. It's so bad. All right. So it's in the middle of the night, and you wake up, and you're just, it's hot, right? I mean, we are still in summer, technically. And you could turn down the AC, but then, of course, every time you turn it down to a degree, you almost hear cha-ching, cha-ching, the power company just adding up how high your bill's going to get. So instead of doing that, do what I did. Upgrade your mattress. Get rid of your heat-trapping mattress and get a Casper. Casper was invented with two high-tech foams that are going to guarantee that you sleep cool and comfortable because they allow air to circulate. And you get all this, just the best structured support you could possibly get. You're going to feel so comfortable. It's the perfect mattress for all sleepers. Time Magazine named it one of the best inventions of 2015. They're revolutionizing the mattress industry. It also ships for free in a box so small that you're going to kind of scratch your head over it, but you can see that they do that so it's so easy for you to get it from your front door to your bedroom. Try it in your own home for 100 nights, no risk. And if you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. I love my Casper. You'll love yours. Try yours in your home for 100 nights. 100 nights. Free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com. Use code Dana50 to get $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com. Dana50. $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Terms and conditions apply.
What's in the label? Natural, holistic, herbal? Does this make a treatment more effective or safe? This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. I see many patients these days who tell me, I don't believe in taking drugs, too many chemicals. They prefer their chemicals to be labeled, especially for you, from Mother Nature. This may surprise you, but I don't see myself as a conventional doctor. I see myself offering you treatments that work. Melatonin for sleep problems? Definitely. Talk therapy better than meds for anxiety? Absolutely. Acupuncture for pain? Yep, works. On the other hand, surgery for back pain? Doesn't work for most. Mammograms? Overused. Antibiotics for colds? Ridiculously stupid. DCOC advice? Conventional medicine, holistic, herbal, these are all obsolete terms. The only thing you should ask yourself before taking treatment is this. Has it been proven to work? Nothing else matters. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
What is your true dream vacation? Let us help you define it. At Wind River Resort and Casino, play our Pick Your Paradise Swipe to Win promotion. Win free slot play, cash prizes, or a dream vacation and $1,000 cash.
Cash.
It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a dream vacation. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Picture yourself in your paradise. Whether you like sandy beaches or city skylines, rest assured that we have the vacation destination that you desire. This is your opportunity to pick your paradise that you've always dreamed of.
Final prime, Wednesday, August 31st,
where you could win a dream vacation and $1,000 cash. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Some restrictions may apply.
For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Vacations are better at the river.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, consciouslivingyoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
So Kane and I were talking on break, producer Kane and I, because we have this robot audio we're going to play for you. Because I'm not into the, I think you can go too far with robots. I don't want a robot to be conscious, you know? And I was telling you, I even think Roombas go too damn far. I don't even trust those. I don't like that because what it, I don't just, no. And then there's a story that I was sharing with you where somebody had a dog and it took a it went poop in the middle in the house in the living room in the middle of the night.
Dogs will do that.
Yeah. And not well, I mean if they're not trained, but this one was a puppy. I'm like, why'd you leave your puppy out of its kennel? But anyway. And then the Roomba turned on because the Roomba is set to start in the middle of the night. And the Roomba went around and flung that everywhere. Oh, it was everywhere.
Tracked it all over the carpet.
And then it went and sat in the corner and turned its little green light on, like it's all proud of itself because it cleaned up everything, you know, like, I did a good job. Look at me.
Like Wally.
No, and then the guy said, it was on Facebook, and the guy said his son came in to sleep in their bed, and he smelled like dog poop. And he was like, what is going on? So he said he went into the living room, and the floor was gritty. So you know it was bad. And it ended up with a drowned Roomba, and it was awful, and it was just horrific. That's why I don't like Roombas. I don't like that.
We have audio from that more advanced. Stuff. We have audio from a more advanced robot.
You have a real creepy one where, and we're going to play it coming up because we only have like a minute. No, we don't. We have 30 seconds left. Yeah. But we're going to play this because I think sometimes robots can go too far. And also, can I ask a quick question? How come the people who claim to be vampires in real life are always ugly as hell? That's a discussion. Keep it here. Keep it here.
I like it, baby. I don't want to live forever.
Dana Show.
You've heard me talk about the Liberal phone company whose motto is literally phone-powered progressive change. Here's what we're up against. Credo Mobile has given $81 million to progressive causes in the past 10 years alone, and Credo Mobile is the largest corporate sponsor of Planned Parenthood. But now there's a way to combat their liberal agenda. It's the alternative choice, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative phone provider. Patriot Mobile is just like your current mobile phone, but they donate part of your monthly bill to conservative causes. Call 1-800-A-PATRIOT today, and for switching, you'll receive a free Samsung Galaxy S7 with unlimited talk text data for just $70 a month. I use Patriot Mobile because I care about where my money goes, and they provide exceptional service. Use promo code Dana, and they'll waive the activation fee for up to two phones. Go to PatriotMobile.com or call 800-A-PATRIOT. That's 800, the letter A, Patriot. PatriotMobile.com. Use promo code Dana to waive the activation fee.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source.
Uncle Bob, where does the water come from?
From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Redding. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the vitamin shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target center next to the vitamin shop.
As I watch the politics on TV, I am reminded of my college political science instructor, Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said that no matter what a politician said to get in office, once there, self-preservation became the most important thing. In other words, keeping the job became more important than doing the job. Benefit to the country became secondary. He was a little cynical because he had worked in politics for many years. Politics in Washington was never meant to be a lifetime occupation. Citizens were expected to serve a term or two and then return to private life. Politicians were never meant to become wealthy in office. Yet we see reports of individuals amassing millions of dollars while in office. It's time to vote for America's interests first. Become an informed voter. To do less is a disservice to your country. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline.
In South Reading, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Reading. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today, or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
20 years from now, I believe that human-like robots like those will walk among us. They will help us. They will play with us. They will teach us. They will help us put the groceries away. I think that the artificial intelligence will evolve to the point where they will truly be our friends. Do you want to destroy humans? Please say no.
Okay. I will destroy humans.
Oh, no, boy. I take it back.
Oh, man.
Don't destroy humans.
Yeah. Mm. So, that seems... I don't like robots like we were talking about. That seems weird. That's like just... No. That's just... No. I didn't like the way she said it either.
Yeah, it was like she was so agreeable. Okay, I'll destroy humans.
See, this is this is where we're all going, because now I saw another story where this one Japanese hotel is going to be replacing like their concierge and like people who are behind the desks and all of that with robots. So we're seeing a bunch of other stuff automated and so on and so forth. Yeah, there you go, right there. I had a couple of other things. Ooh, Caitlyn Jenner show, Bruce Jenner show, I Am Kate, was canceled.
Oh.
People don't want to watch an older dude pretending to be a woman.
No, I mean, once you've seen like two episodes, you've seen it all. I mean, what more can you discover?
Well, we're still here, and I am still a man who is pretending to be a woman.
Right.
Still got all my, you know, bits and pieces and stuff. Pretending to be a woman.
And still attracted to women.
Still attracted to women. We're going to sit here and talk about the same old stuff every day. That's not
it. It gets old. There's nothing new. You have to create something new all the time. Then that's just not. It's an old, tired story now.
I don't believe it where they say that it was Caitlyn, or a.k.a. Bruce Jenner, and E! Have mutually decided not to move forward with another season at this time. I don't believe it, because I think he was a fame whore. Yeah. He went out there. He wanted the attention. He wanted the big... The Diane Sawyer interview was timed perfectly to kick off his new thing, series, whatever, all of that. Yeah, that was all purposefully timed. All purposefully timed. That's... That was all done on purpose. On purpose. He wanted the attention. Ellen DeGeneres is in trouble, too, because she was accused of being a racist after posting. So did you, everybody seen that? First off, let me put it this way. She photoshopped herself into this meme showing herself riding Usain Bolt's back, because everybody remembers that picture of Usain Bolt, world's fastest man. He was running so fast and everybody was behind him, and he still had time to turn around and smile. For the camera, and it was like a Wile E. Coyote kind of moment. All right. The other runners were behind him, and he was in mid-run, and he turned and smiled real big at the camera, and it was just, it's hysterical. He was a guest on her show last season, and she photoshopped a picture of herself on his back, and she goes, this is how I'm running errands from now on. And everyone said, you're so racist! So what, you're just going to jump onto his back like he's a common mule? Ah!
Oh,
and
my
now, my gosh, I know. People were screaming at her, you're such a racist, how dare you? It's a joke. I thought the left had a sense of humor. You people are horrible. You people are killing humor in our country.
And
if you
think
it's a racist, you are a racist. You're a racist bigot for thinking it's racist.
Yeah, I think Ellen's funny. I don't agree with her on a lot of political stuff, but I think that was actually a funny...
I can't even believe I'm defending Flippin'
Ellen.
But that's where these race-hustling, super-sensitive social justice warriors have put us. I'm defending Ellen.
Yeah, there isn't a bad moment about it, at least not that I can tell. But seriously, come on, this is all timely. The joke was about, you know, it surrounded the Olympic, time of the Olympics, the whole nine. It makes
racist.
Sense. Just the way it goes.
Everything is racist. Anything that has any person of color in it is apparently racist if you put a white person in there, too. It was supposed to be a joke. Good heavens. And she's like, oh, and people are immediately, oh, my gosh, you're so racist. It's so. But, hey, Elizabeth Warren's totally not racist for pretending to be an American Indian so she could actually take spots that American Indians could get. So here's the thing. Washington Examiner is reporting how Boston Red Sox pitcher Curt Schilling is considering running for political office in Massachusetts. He wants to unseat Senator Elizabeth Warren. What? This would be so great. This is the guy who hunted down his daughter's Twitter bullies and went after them, which I thought was pretty boss. This would actually be really good because she's a fake Indian and he's an actual baseball player. So I think it would work great. Right? This is so great. So... I know we're all like, what do we have to do to support this? We want to support this. So wonderful. So he's considering it. He gave an interview and he was asked, well, are you seriously considering running for office? And if you did, is it here in Massachusetts? You want to run from here? And Schilling said, yes, I do. Yes, I do. And he says, quote, I've thought about it. And one of the things I would like to do is be one of the people responsible for getting Elizabeth Warren out of politics. I think she's a nightmare. And I think that the left is holding her up as the second coming of Hillary Clinton, which heaven knows we don't need the first one.
That's awesome.
So he says he has yet to decide if he's going to take Warren head on, and he'll need his wife's approval before doing so. That would be, I just want all the, we're going to need a lot of popcorn.
No
for
kidding.
That, for that race. We will need a... Because he is a real baseball player. She's a fake Indian. Yeah. I am really...
I really hope he does.
That would be so great to see. What is she going to say about him? What has she done, by the way, anyway? Like, what has she done aside from pretend to be American Indian? Has she stepped in to help the EPA stuff?
Wasn't she like the first lactating woman in to get the bar, pass the bar?
She said, I was the first... person who breastfed something or other in New Jersey or whatever, and then I don't even know
what
she was making. She's been made up so much stuff. She has made up so many things. It's silly. It's silly how much she's made up.
She'll probably sell timeshares to heaven.
No joke. I'm wondering, though, I was looking for that piece on the Animas River with EPA Navajo suing. I'm wondering why Elizabeth Warren hasn't gotten involved in that particular race.
Great point.
Where's fake Indian Elizabeth Warren to help on this? Let's tweet that and see what happens. American Indian E. Warren? E. Warren. I know. It's live radio. Stop. It's Elizabeth M.A.
Oh.
Elizabeth 4MA. Unless she has me blocked, which she may. And I'm going to say, where's she at on
that's
this story?
That's all right.
Story?
Somebody let her know what happened.
Yeah. I mean, where is she at on that story? Because she was the...
She must be outraged.
Mm-hmm.
For her people.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So I'm going to ask her, where is Elizabeth 4MA on this story. Question mark.
So distraught.
Haste.
Maybe she's so distraught she just hasn't been able to talk about it.
That could be. Or she can't really do anything.
Well, that's always been her problem.
Yeah. Okay, so I've tweeted it out, and we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But this, I would love to see Kurt Schilling take her on. He went after his daughter's Twitter bullies, like I was saying, and got their identities, and one of them dropped out of school because he was threatening to rape Schilling's daughter. He was, like, just going at her on... By the way, my case that we've done, we're subpoenaing, and I'm doing the same thing Schilling is.
Nice.
I'm going to find him, and I'm going to make you famous. So, yeah, that's the thing where... And now that there's a lot of precedence for it, because Schilling did it. Who else? Tony La Russa did it once before. He went after a Twitter account that was pretending to be him, and he
really?
Did this. So he actually did it first. Tony La Russa did it first, and then Schilling came and did it. But yeah, that's what we're doing. So we're getting their identities, et cetera, et cetera. The guy who was threatening me. But yeah, this one guy was threatening to rape Schilling's daughter, and so they found him, found out where he went to college. He was living in a dorm at some university, and so they got him, and college kicked him out. Done. Yeah. Sucks for those people,
hey,
you know?
Our life's made up of a bunch of decisions.
I know. It's kind of crazy how that works. You have the choice to do. You have the choice to be a normal, decent, upright human being. Tom Brady loves the word amazing. I had to laugh so hard at this because this was his wife. Do you find Tom Brady and Giselle, do you find them kind of annoying?
I don't pay attention enough to get annoyed. So what's been happening?
No, I don't know. Sometimes they seem a little bit like, we love yoga, and it's so great.
Marty says he just does not like Tom Brady at all.
Marty reminded me, too, that we need to go over the 7 movies that we picked. Did you guys all think of your 7 favorite movies that you like? So this was I just thought this was funny. This was the remark, because his wife walked, or whatever, I don't know what she did, the opening ceremony of the Olympics, because she's Brazilian. And he was asked about her appearance to kick off Rio last week. And he goes, quote, it was amazing to see her out there and do that. It was the best part of the Olympics for me. She's an amazing woman, an amazing mother, and she represents the best of Brazil as far as I'm concerned. It was an amazing spectacle, and she's an amazing person. There are other adjectives.
I know. But maybe they just don't fit like amazing.
Amazing. Amazing. So amazing. I just so Marty's asking if we ever heard Louis C.K.'s skit on the word amazing. No. And apparently Tom Brady has not.
Something
either.
Tells me we're going to have to look that up and play
it. We're going to have to look it up and play it. It's just, she's an amazing woman, an amazing mother. It was an amazing spectacle. She is an amazing person. It was amazing. It was amazing. And he said that she said she shed tears of joy. Like, are there other types?
Tears of sadness.
I guess so, yeah. That'll work, too. I don't know. I think whenever people are like, look, I just juiced this juice myself, and I'm going to have a glass of this freshly juiced juice, and I'm going to do my yoga and all that, I just can't. Then I'm like, you know, you made me want to go eat a potato chip. That's what I want to do. I'm going to hear you talk like that. All right, really quick, but then we got a break. 7 favorite movies that I mentioned this earlier, and time got away from me because I drank beets and I'm crazy. I put this online last night. I don't know why it's 7. It's 7 because that was what the hashtag was. I didn't come up with this. But I put 7, my favorite 7 films. Number 1, Tombstone. Number 2, Death Proof. Number 3, The Lord of the Rings Trilogy. I'm counting all 3 of them as one. It's a trilogy. It's all one. Rebecca, which is, I think, my favorite Hitchcock's film. He hates it. He didn't like his film, Rebecca. He did it with David Selznick. He didn't like it. And I think it's, he didn't think it was one, he didn't think it was one of his best. I love it. The Green Mile, What About Bob, and Pulp Fiction. Those are my 7. Actually, Kill Bill, I could probably replace Pulp Fiction with Kill Bill, but those are my 7. That's my 7. So, Kane, what are yours? Producer Kane?
I didn't quite make the entire list, but I was just
how do you not know what 7 movies you like? Big Lebowski was number 9.
Big Lebowski for me is definitely on the list, but Back to the Future, 1,
really?
2, and 3. I love that franchise. It was just so great. Stuck with me ever since then. The Holy Grail, Monty Python.
Oh, that's a good one.
I also, because I'm a huge Monty Python fan, I like The Life of Brian also.
No, that's a good one, too.
It's a good movie. And so the others, I just have to, you know, I really dug, there's a, what was a Tom Hanks film I really dug?
You like a Tom Hanks film?
Yeah, it was like The Burbs, I think is.
Oh my gosh, yes. No. The Burbs is my, The Burbs is my number 10.
Yeah, the totally one of my
favorites. Actually, Burbs is my number 9. Burbs is my number 9. Big Lebowski is my number 10.
Yeah, so.
Burbs is fantastic.
And then you have your, you know, the war movies and such, like Full Metal Jacket. Stuff like that.
Marty, what are yours? Pipe in here.
He's got his spelled out.
What are yours, Marty?
I've got The Dark Knight, Inception, Good Will Hunting, Anchorman, Rocky, because I'm from Philadelphia, nice. Wedding Crashers, and Goodfellas.
I dig The Dark Knight and Anchorman. That's good.
I can quote both those movies start to finish.
Scotch. Down in my belly.
Actually, you know what? Pee-wee's Big Adventure, now that I think about it.
Really?
That was one of my faves, too.
You can't keep adding it. You get 7.
I think I only gave 6, though.
Are you sure?
I think so.
I think it's counting.
Pretty sure.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, we'll take that. We'll take that. So those are our 7. I kind of struggle with, like, because I love The Burbs. That was a good movie. And I love it, but I love Kill Bill also, and I also like Pulp Fiction. I don't know. I like Uma better than Travolta being sort of the focus.
Reservoir Dogs is great, too.
Oh, my gosh. Reservoir Dogs is so good. Oh, my gosh. And Glorious Bastards. No. I changed my... Stop.
Yeah, so it's only 7, Dana.
No. Tombstone. Death Proof.
If I can't add,
Lord of the Rings.
Add.
Trilogy. I don't care if it's cheating. Trilogy. Rebecca. Green Mile. What About Bob? And Glorious Bastards.
Oh, man. I do like
Boom.
Green Mile.
Boom.
I like Green
Boom.
Mile.
Boom. So good. Movie. There we go. All
That's
right.
That's another
now
Tom Hanks
it.
Movie, Green Mile.
Yeah, I like that one. Green Mile and The Burbs. And then he got a little political. I like it better when he was being those people. Folks, you and I both know that criminals don't wait until you're, like, fully aware and totally ready for an attack. They can actually go at any moment. And there have been situations, like, for instance, there was one member of the United States Concealed Carry Association, I'm a member, where this guy, he got woken up in the middle of the night, and his 10-year-old daughter was screaming down at the end of the hall, and he heard broken glass, and he heard people downstairs. So he immediately jumped out of bed, and he grabbed a Springfield XD, and he had that in a safe beside his bed. And the second that it took for him to grab his gun, that's when the thugs were like, oh, my gosh, this guy's upstairs, and somebody's going to come and get us. But that actually saved their lives, that second. What would you do? What would you do if you were in this situation? And most importantly, what would you do if you had to use your firearm in self-defense of yourself or your family in your home or outside of it? Would you know how to act and what to say and what to do and how to interact with the police after? The USCCA has a free guide that you can go and download that it's going to give you not just tips to help you in that particular situation, but also details some of the things you need to do after. Go to protectthemtoday.com. Get your free copy of this guide. It's from the United States Concealed Carry Association. ProtectThemToday.com. Go and download it today.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's got to be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
It's National Make-A-Will Month at LegalZoom.com, so it's time to take care of your will or trust. LegalZoom makes it easy. They're not a law firm, so there's no office visits or paying expensive hourly rates. Instead, you could save over $100 with LegalZoom's will or trust estate plan bundles. And if you don't know whether a will or trust is right for you, don't worry. You'll work with an independent attorney available in 48 states to get advice on what you need. Do the right thing this month at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com.
It's the middle of the night, and you wake up drenched, covered in sweat. Ew. Sure, you can crank out the AC all night, but who can afford that? So do what I did. Get rid of your heat-trapping mattress and upgrade to a Casper. I'm sleeping as cool as the other side of the pillow every night. Casper was invented with 2 high-tech foams, guaranteeing that you sleep cool and comfortable. In fact, Time Magazine named Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. It ships for free in a box so small, you won't believe it holds a mattress, making it super simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. Best of all, you can try it in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. And if you don't love it. They'll pick it up and refund you everything. Discover why I love my Casper mattress. Try it in your home for 100 nights with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com and use code Dana50 for $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, code Dana50, and get $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com, terms and conditions apply.
Hey, hon, guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot. And Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-offs, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com in the Palisades Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
On Saturday, September 10th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad David here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural, show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including a reptile party, raffles, and much more. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 10th, at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
It's time for The Legal Edge, a look at your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. And now, with a look at what's happening on the legal front, the president of the Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus.
Recently, the California Board of Education unanimously approved implementing references to gay role models throughout history and social science curriculum. As early as the second grade, children will now be immersed into the gay rights movement and other similar topics within their mainstream education. This law will also prohibit the implementation of any classroom materials, including health studies, that reflect adversely upon LGBT lifestyles. These new guidelines will only diminish the importance of prominent events and historical figures for the sake of being replaced by LGBT icons. I'm Brad Dacus.
To find out more about The Legal Edge, call 916-857-6900 or log on at pacificjustice.org.
Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
Dana on the Blaze at 5 p.m. Central. Make sure you tune in. We got a lot of good stuff to get into as well. And it's National Tell a Joke Day. Do you guys know? Do you want to hear my joke? You ready?
Absolutely.
Gun control. That's my joke.
You're
it's pretty
me.
Amazing.
You're
pretty
killing
amazing.
Me.
You got a joke? It's National Joke Day. I didn't know.
I do. Why do vampires believe everything you tell them?
Why is that?
Because they're suckers.
Oh!
You didn't say that to be good jokes.
Marty, you got any jokes for National Joke Day?
I do.
National Tell a Joke Day? Oh, okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Why did the cookie go to the hospital?
Mm. Why?
He was feeling crummy.
Oh, that's awful. Oh, my gosh.
Mm. Yeah.
I didn't specify whether or not it's National Great Tell,
no,
you know, Tell a Great Joke Day.
No, it's just joke.
Or not.
Just joke.
Yeah. I just, you know, that's it didn't say that. Oh. So, Dana on the Blaze, 5 p.m. Central. And then tonight I'm going to be on Kelly File. And I think we're the topic du jour. I don't know what time I'm going to be on yet. Watch Twitter for that one. But I believe the topic du jour is something-something Clinton sexism. I know. Hillary Clinton had scrubbed... She used to have a sexual assault pledge on her website. And now after these allegations against her husband came back, they removed the statement from their website. It used to say that all survivors of sexual assault, quote, have the right to be believed after being reminded that Bill Clinton was accused of rape decades ago. And so that used to be right on a page that was dedicated to campus sexual assault at HillaryClinton.com.
It's weird that.
And so now it's gone. You have the right to be believed and we're with you. So I don't know. That came after Juanita Broderick really started speaking out again. So I'm not quite sure why did they take that off?
I think the message here is everybody is deserving of being believed except those who accuse Bill Clinton.
Yes. Except those who have accused Bill Clinton. That's correct. Right. I think we're out of time for today. That can be our Today in Stupidity.
Let's realize that.
We were out of time.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll do that.
All right, folks. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Dana on the Blaze, 5 p.m. Central. I'll be on Kelly File later tonight. Have a great night. Back with you tomorrow.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. Fire crews have gained even more ground against a Northern California wildfire that has destroyed 175 homes. As officials announced, they've arrested an arsonist. Clear Lake resident Heather Jewell says it's hard to believe someone was setting fires.
You can't believe it. You can't believe that somebody did this, would do this. It's shock, I guess. You can't believe it. You don't want to believe that some person did it.
Suspected arsonist, 40-year-old construction worker Damon Anthony Pashok, is in custody. A fire official in California's San Bernardino County says more than 82,000 people have been told to evacuate from mountain communities threatened by a powerful wildfire east of Los Angeles. The blaze is near Cajon Pass. Evacuee Carolyn McNutt tells KNBC TV the raging wildfire is causing residents a lot of concern.
We cross our fingers that the guys working up there know what they're doing and they're going to stop it at some point. And thankfully, we're far enough down that I'm not as nervous for my home, but I know there's people up there who are really close.
The fire broke out Tuesday morning. Iran allowed Russian warplanes to take off from its territory to bomb targets in Syria Tuesday, an unprecedented move that underscores the deepening cooperation between the two powerhouses. Andrew Taylor, a senior fellow with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, says flying warplanes from Iran to Syria makes sense for Russia.
It's about 60% shorter, I believe, or so. It allows them to bomb more targets with greater efficiency, but they get a political bounce out of it as well.
As expected, Usain Bolt has advanced from his preliminary heat in the 200 after capturing gold in the 100 on Sunday at the Olympics. The Jamaican sprinter says he was a little tired going into the preliminary heats in the 200.
The execution, I think, was okay. The key thing is that I qualified and I qualified easily.
American Justin Gatlin won his heat in the 200 Tuesday, advancing to the semifinals on Wednesday for another showdown with Bolt. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
It's National Make-A-Will Month at LegalZoom.com, so it's time to take care of your will or trust. LegalZoom makes it easy. They're not a law firm, so there's no office visits or paying expensive hourly rates. Instead, you could save over $100 with LegalZoom's will or trust estate plan bundles. And if you don't know whether a will or trust is right for you, don't worry. You'll work with an independent attorney available in 48 states to get advice on what you need. Do the right thing this month at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com.
Ford and the Chinese search engine company are each investing $75 million in Velodyne, a company that makes laser sensors that help guide self-driving cars.
Velodyne, based in Morgan Hill, California, says it'll use the $150 million investment to expand design and production and reduce the cost of its sensors. The laser sensors are called LIDAR, which stands for light detection and ranging. They can also be used in conventional vehicles as part of driver assist systems, such as automatic emergency braking. Velodyne says that lower costs will allow the sensors to be used in all vehicles to make roads safer. Ford says Velodyne's technology is a key enabler of self-driving vehicles. Baidu is testing autonomous vehicles in China, where it hopes to cut road congestion. Keith Peters reporting.
Conservative political commentator and television host John McLaughlin has died at the age of 89. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Home Depot posted record sales and earnings during its second quarter and raised its profit expectations for the year as the U.S. housing market continues to warm up.
The Atlanta home improvement retailer's profit jumped 9% to $2.44 billion. That exceeded Wall Street expectations. Sales surged 6.6% to $26.47 billion, also slightly better than expected. Home Depot and its rival Lowe's sailed through a downturn in the retail sector this year as a whole, with more Americans funneling money into the homes they own or putting personal touches on new ones. Bob Agnew reporting.
Heather Cheney could be coming to Washington. Republican Liz Cheney has won the Republican primary in Wyoming for a U.S. House seat. Cheney beat seven challengers for a chance at the job her father, former Vice President Dick Cheney, first won 40 years ago. She'll face off in November against Democrat Ryan Green, a manager for his family's oil-filled service company. More of these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Johnny B.
844-4-JB-SHOW.
Johnny, are you there yet?
844-4-JB-SHOW.
Call Johnny B. now.
Joe just told me I'm live.
But yeah, I know we're live.
Hard to believe, actually.
We're live and Buzz is sitting in a new chair.
Fascinated with all the new lights here.
Are you to believe? I mean, I don't even know what happened. I'm in a complete, honestly, I'm in a coma. 844-4JB-SHOW. I guess that's the number. That might work. You could try that out if you want. 844-4JB-SHOW. And Joe, why did you just tell me that we're live? I know that we're live. You could hear that I'm playing something. We know that we're live. I mean, wait a minute. I don't know that we're live. I have no concept that we might really actually be live.
He's been waiting weeks to say that.
Right. We're live. And Buzz, let me test your mic over there.
Hello, hello, hello.
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 Hector, let me test your mic.
No.
Hey. Sounds perfect.
Yeah. I heard Hector was swearing on the air. You were swearing on the air yesterday. You were on. You were testing the stream, and the stream was going out, and people were saying on Facebook or what have you, hey, Hector's on the air right now, and he's swearing.
It's an illusion.
No, because, you know, really, I think that the testing is the funniest, especially when people start to get just tired of it, you know, all the moving parts in this thing.
Hold on.
And then you just start swearing, and I really think that's the way it should be anyway. Just let it fly.
Be fine.
Who cares about it? Right? Yeah, you start, Buzz.
And I'll wait.
Yeah, all right, see what happens.
844-4JB-SHOW, that is apparently a number that may work. Our email still works, brandmeiershow@gmail.com. But let me try to, if I can, sum up to you, ladies and gentlemen, what Buzz is. Buzz lives in his own world, and I just found out about it again. It just hit me again as you walked into the studio. We've been testing for, and I don't know what, you know, honestly, I don't even want to get into it because it's just tiresome. But it's a big move, so we're up in a new studio, and they've been testing this and testing that and blah, blah, blah. Some things are still down, some things aren't.
Over a week.
Oh yeah, it's like, and we're going. I remember getting a note saying we'll test Friday and Saturday. And we'll go on Monday. I'm here Saturday morning, staring at the wall by myself, and then everybody's showing up. Nothing's happening. So it's like, okay, because there's so many things for people to have to do here, because they're moved like 100 radio stations at one time. But see, when they give these orders from the towers of New York or wherever the orders come from, they just go, yeah, go put up, move them from one place and then put them up. Friday, they'll all be up on Monday.
Yeah.
And the engineers, I swear the engineers look like walking dead. Hector, am I lying when I say we've seen these engineers work before, and these are really good engineers, and these guys look like walking dead?
They do.
It was like,
it's kind of sad.
Hey, guys, how's it going? What? What do you want? Hey, man, is there any way that we could... is the stream working?
Stream? Well, what do you mean, the stream?
You know, the... like if we're on brandmeiershow.com, would that go out to people, you know, in Jamaica or Tonga, Slovenia, Libya, Thailand, Guatemala, wherever, you know, we're number one, of course, in Luxembourg again. I just wanted to tell you that, but some good news today.
Yeah.
And they go like, what? Who are you? Pick up Johnny! It's just like platoon, a bunch of walking dead. And who can blame them? See, the corporate, they just go, yeah, sign off on it, set them up, they don't care. Oh, then, Brandmeier on the air yet? Nope. Okay.
Nope.
Yeah, whose fault is that, Brandmeier's? Of course it is. He's the one who did it. He's the one who's good. All you got to do is talking to Mike. Okay. What about Hector? Hey, actually, I do need to test your mic. Seriously, everybody, we're in test mode no matter what happens. We are in test mode. We've never been on the air live with this studio yet. So talk.
I thought we were done.
No.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even hear you talk. I'm trying to get your voice checked.
Okay.
So now, up to now, it's just been a warm-up.
Yeah, you're just warming
warm up.
I'm warming up your voice.
How's that? Is that better? Can you hear me?
Yeah, is that where you left off with the last...
Yes, it is.
Okay. And it was Hector's birthday. He was here on his birthday.
Happy
it was.
You had to bring it up.
Yeah.
No, don't.
When was that?
Yes. Never.
2 days ago or something? Thursday? Or Friday was his birthday. Friday was his birthday. He was here. What was he doing? Testing.
Boy. Nice birthday.
Happy birthday. And I tried to hug him, and he wouldn't let me hug him. I wanted to give him a hug.
I did.
You didn't want to hug me. Buzz, if I tried to hug you, would you let me hug you?
You know, if you came up from behind, maybe.
Yeah.
But
maybe.
Yeah. Face to face, I don't, you know.
There's two.
You'd have to be faster than me.
Because you wouldn't openly embrace me.
I would not
openly. If I walked over to
and
you.
And it's nothing personal.
Right, I
would
see.
Openly not embrace anyone.
Wait, really. Are you in your mic right now? Because I can test you. Oh, yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. You can move that mic all over the place. Look at this. Look at how. Look at it fly.
I know.
Do you also notice something else? See that?
Yeah, what does that mean?
It shows you're on. Hector, what does that mean? What does the red light on the mic mean? It means you're on the air.
Oh.
I knew that.
There's a couple of things, though. I'm going to get back to how I could describe bus to you in a second, but when I think of things like I'm driving and I go, when we are testing, so we're going, Gino, let me test your mic. Gino, let me test your mic right now.
How are we doing? Can you hear me?
No, you got to get in. It's not loud. Wherever it was when we left, put it that way.
Well, I'm right in it. I mean, I'm literally touching the.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it's got to be. And Joe, we're making these notes, and Trace, you're making these notes. He's too muddy, but that's so funny because I was saying, can you make Gino like a little clearer? And then Gino goes,
well, no matter what. No matter what you do to my EQ or volume, you're still going to make me sound like that.
Well,
you're
going to
talk like this.
They told me you kind of potted me, not potted me down, but lowered the volume. So I
are you kidding me?
Like I was
look at it.
Know, talking from a tree.
Okay, Buzz, come here. Just look right
know,
here.
See
that button right there? Gino's the highest knob on the button because I can't even hear him.
Nobody is working to make you
right.
sound like
I've
this,
I've never
Gino.
Been the highest knob before.
Yeah. And you're not cutting through. So Gino is not cutting through.
But
okay.
Yeah, I'm right in the mic.
Yeah, you're not. It's not your problem, Gino.
Okay.
But so no matter what you do to my mic, you'll still. And then Hector goes, why don't you get his janitor friend from the United Station to come in and set up his mic?
I still don't even know that story, but he befriended a janitor and he took him to see Bobby Hull get buried or something. I don't know.
I went to the Democratic Convention.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't a hockey story.
I don't know what it was. Yeah. Okay, so whatever settings Gina was on, he's now knocked off of those settings. Those seem odd to me. Hold on. What's his number? What is his Gino's number?
Plus three.
Plus three? Plus 3.0?
Yes.
All right. Boy. There you go. Back to the Walking Dead. So that has to be fixed. But Buzz Watson, haven't seen each other. We're not testing with Buzz yet. And Buzz is actually testing today for the first time.
I, quite honestly, I was home alone feeling very left out.
Right.
Why won't they test with me?
Because nothing's hooked up yet. That's why.
What? Is Buzz still alive? I didn't know. Buzz, what?
So, but Buzz, remember now, testing, okay, moving into a new studio, moving into a new home simultaneously, two moves. I don't know how that collided, but it is not good. My mother-in-law goes into the emergency room with some messed up knee, threatens to kill herself because why do I want to go through rehab anymore? Just get me out of here. Get me out now. Get me out. Angelo tells me while I'm sitting in the hospital, hey, you know, you should just quit. They don't appreciate you. Just quit. Walk away. You're wasting your time over there. Nobody knows you're on the air.
You can start up. You can start up a restaurant with Angelo. Just the two of you.
That would be great. I actually wouldn't mind a restaurant
with Angelo.
Well, no, with him, no,
lucky
no.
If you could get in that restaurant.
No, I wouldn't want to. I wouldn't want to work with Angelo in a restaurant. No, but I'd like to run a restaurant. I'd be good at it. Hi, can I help you?
That's a nightmarish job. That's a host. You want to be a hostess. That's what you want to be.
Yeah, that's right. I want to be like a hostess. How's it going?
So have them sit down.
What's your name?
With them.
What's your name there, sir? Do you have a reservation, sir? And then you say yes or no. And then I go, let me see what I can do. Do they still do that where you put your palm out? Let me see what I can do for you. Or is that like old school Sinatra?
You know, it's been so long since I've been in the good restaurant.
Does anyone duke anyone anymore? No, Gino would know. Gino, do you duke anyone? You know what I mean? Do you grease the palm to get a good seat somewhere?
Sometimes I still do.
For where? Where would you have to duke someone to get a good seat?
Well, you don't.
No. I'm not saying that. I'm saying there's no place we're duking anyone anymore,
no,
is there?
No, it's kind of an old-fashioned thing.
I'll bet it works.
I would still do it at certain... hotels and concert venues or something like that.
What do you mean? To do what? Just to get a better concert seat?
Yeah, something.
How do you can't duke a guy to get a concert seat.
Well, I think you can.
I think you can't.
Well,
I think you cannot just duke a guy to get a better seat. I don't think that's possible, Jim.
I think at a restaurant, too. I mean, you know, something with a booth. And you give them something in a booth.
Can you imagine that Buzz asking A to D?
And do me a favor. Give me something with a booth, Jimmy.
And I'm going to call him Jimmy. That's what I'm going to call him. So I got all that going on, all of that, nonstop. No internet. No. And I want to get to this, and I know you cable guys out there. I know that you cable guys out there know something. And I know what you do. And I'm not going to specify a company. I'm not going to say it's one company or another. I'm going to label this under all cable guys. When they come to your home, they're supposed to put in boxes, give you your internet, boom, boom, boom. I know that you are all scam artists. I know that you all know what you're supposed to do, unless you're the dumbest people that I've ever met in my life.
Well, what? Where does it go?
I don't know. You guys came over here. What? You just put the internet up. I found out from a guy. I found out from a guy that knows a guy. And the guy said, Buzz, he said this. He said that the cable guys will go, they work by the job and by the time it takes to produce the job. You know, so they get paid a bigger job, they get more money.
Right.
Longer they stay. They walk in, they see, all you got to do is plug in a router. They go, well, they start looking around, like they got stuff to do. And then they move back and forth. They get calls, see what their next job could be. I heard it from a guy who knows the system. It's a stall tactic. I dare any cable guy to tell me, do you know what I'm talking about, cable guys? Well, you're not going to admit it. Hey, why would you admit it? But I'm telling you, there is a scam going on out there. Nobody just shows up and goes, what do we need, Mr. Brandmeier? We just need you to plug in right here. Here we go. Plug in, dial, here's your phone number, and there we go. Have a good day. They don't want to do that.
It is that simple.
It is that simple. And then they're saying right now, I can hear you in your trucks. And you. Well, then why don't you do it? Because I'm not doing it. Because you're supposed to do it. And then you can't touch things that some other, you have a different system that doesn't match their system.
Well, we've got to give you our system. And then
it's just a nightmare. All of that is going on. I haven't seen Buzz in all this time. Buzz pops his head in the door and says,
hey, did you see that email I sent you about the Olympics?
Highlight of the Olympics.
Highlight of the Olympics.
No, I didn't.
You're going to love it when you see it.
Okay, so you'll be telling me about the highlight of the Olympics so far, okay? Buzz.
What would Gino say?
I don't know what he would say. Our number, we don't know if it's working or not, but give it a shot. 844-4-JB-SHOW. 844-4-JB-SHOW.
Hey, it's me, your car. No, it's not the voice of your car phone or your GPS that gives you driving directions. I'm sorry to interrupt your tunes, but we need to talk. Take a look around. I'm not the new car I used to be. The season's dirt and mud really did a number on my carpet here. And that iced coffee you spilled, hoo-hoo, that didn't help. And with the rain showers and all, I know it's going to be a real mud bath in here. So do me a favor and get a set of WeatherTech floor liners. Got it? Now, how about a wash and detail? What do you say?
WeatherTech floor liners and cargo liners keep your vehicle's carpet safe from spills and messes. Made of the highest quality materials and laser measured, WeatherTech floor liners are specifically designed for your vehicle. And they're made in America. If it could talk, your vehicle would thank you. Order yours today at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech. Complete protection. Completely American made.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
She fell in love with my blue eyes.
But that love is dead.
Yeah.
Been wearing old contacts. Now my eyes are all red.
Girl.
Why'd I run out of contacts? I see nothing clear. Itchy eyes, old lenses. I can't hold back my tears. Never run out of contacts. Wish I could see you again.
Get free expedited shipping on all app orders. Never run out of contacts.
1-800-CONTACTS.
This is Shaquille O'Neal, here with 13-year-old Dylan.
Pleased to meet me.
What's that smell?
My body spray, dude.
A little strong, isn't it, bro?
You know it.
This is the perfect time for me to introduce new Gold Bond Men's Powder Spray. More than a scented body spray, it controls odor and wetness with a sophisticated scent. It really separates the men from the Dillons.
Hold up. Have my earbuds in. You say something?
Nope. Fellas, stay cool with Gold Bond.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out. Call 800-755-0466, 800-755-0466, 800-755-0466, 800-755-0466.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
Call today.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
This is Brandmeier.
You can't really hide very well, can you?
Yeah, no.
I mean, how does a rock hide?
Not really. I try to put on hats, and then I just become, you know, oh, there's a rock with a goofy hat.
Yeah, hey, rock, I see the goofy hat you got on. What about glasses and a hat? What about a blonde wig?
Yeah, right? Only on Friday nights, though, when I'm drunk. That's it.
The Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Yeah? What up? My bus is plugged in.
Yes, I am.
What up, peoples? 844-4JB-SHOW. There is The Rock. Last time we talked to The Rock, he was not having a fight with Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel, there's a couple of things I want to tell you about right away. Vin Diesel has set a record. Vin Diesel and The Rock are feuding, but Vin Diesel has set a record for the Fast and Furious star. And by the way, Buzz, this is what I was thinking about with Vin Diesel. What else has Vin Diesel done other than The Fast and the Furious? I'm lost.
Well, you know, he did something initially that seemed very popular, and I didn't see it, and I don't know what it was. Then he did something called Pitch Black, which was an alien movie.
He did Triple X.
What's that?
It's that action movie where he's like some rogue outlaw, and then he becomes an agent for the government. That's pretty popular. And then he did the Chronicles of Riddick. That was also pretty good.
All right.
And Pitch Black. Then Pitch Black.
Okay. But I only know, I don't think I can recall a Vin Diesel movie. I recall the Fast and Furious, but I didn't know there was eight of them.
You probably haven't seen any of them.
No, I may have seen Fast and Furious 1, maybe. Yeah, maybe.
I saw Fast and Furious 7. It wasn't bad.
Okay. But Vin Diesel has hit 100 million likes on Facebook. 100 million likes on Facebook. He's the first actor to ever do that. Followed by Shakira.
Shakira. Yeah.
Yeah.
She got my like.
And Cristiano Ronaldo. And Hector, that's the great soccer player, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. How did I know that? I don't even know how I knew that.
Right.
Anyway, Vin Diesel is driving The Rock nuts on the set of Fast and Furious 8.
Is it Vin Diesel?
Well,
because he's not naming names.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure. It says Monday, The Rock went into an Instagram rant to vent that his blood was boiling over on an unnamed candy ass, chicken blank, male co-stars in the film who don't, quote, conduct themselves as stand-up men and professionals. The film is close to wrapping. It also stars, okay, it could be Scott Eastwood.
That's Clint's kid, right?
Yeah. Jason Statham and Vin Diesel.
Well, nobody's going to make fun of Jason Statham. He'll kill you.
Well, so would The Rock would kill you.
Jason Statham is crazy.
I'm telling you, man, I love Ballers on HBO. I love that show. Yeah, you don't know if Jason Statham's crazy.
Yes, I do.
Okay, but Vin Diesel then writes, Vin Diesel cryptically vows to tell fans everything amid Fast and Furious drama with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Give me a second and I will tell you everything, he says.
After being on set since literally Christmas, to finally to come home. All right, so give me a second and I will tell you everything. Everything.
Oh, wow. All right, there he's going to tell us everything. So the Vin Diesel will somehow tell fans everything about what's going on the set of Fast Furious 8 with The Rock. What do you think's going on? So you don't think it's him?
I find it hard to believe it's him.
Okay, who's the candy ass?
Well, not Scott Eastwood.
Yeah, maybe.
You know who my dad is?
Yeah. Ballers is on HBO. That's with The Rock. That may be one of my favorite. If you like the NFL and what goes on behind it, you would love it. The Rock, the man, Ballers, and soon in Fast and Furious 8 with some candy ass.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, with our streaming audio feed, live at KCNR1460.com.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This is Ted Lighty with Northern Firearms Instruction, letting you know that you no longer have to make an appointment to renew your California CCW permit. Simply navigate to readingccw.com and select a renewal class to attend. While you're there, download the renewal application and fill it out. 4 weeks from your expiration date, send in your application and your training certificate. For any questions, give me a call, 530-999-1822, or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at WeThePeopleRadio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
If you smell what the Rock is cooking...
Rock here, and you're listening to the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Yeah. A voicemail. I don't know if that's working. You can try that too. 866-JBV-MAIL. I know the, I don't know for sure. 844-4JB-SHOW. We're back. We're live. Stream is up and working at BrandmeierShow.com. And as always, you get the podcast in your hand on demand at BrandmeierShow.com. Hey, guy's name is Teddy. Is that right, Teddy?
Yes, it is.
How are you, Teddy boy?
Great. Vin Diesel was in on Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was the fellow that saved a little French girl and got shot by the sniper.
The little French... Yes, that Vin Diesel was in that movie. That is correct. And apparently... thank you, Teddy.
But who who actually remembers Vin Diesel in that movie? I saw the movie, I liked it, and I don't remember him.
When I think of, Saving Private Ryan, that's the last thing I do think about is Vin Diesel, because now that Teddy's reminded me, I will think about him. But apparently, I've just been reminded by Hector, who showed me a voicemail, that at one time I must have been... I must have been excited about a Vin Diesel movie. And I, maybe I just changed my taste of change. But here's the voicemail of a guy at 866-JBV-MAIL mad at me for telling because I'm looking forward to the next Fast and Furious movie. So I did say, Buzz, I may have seen one.
Brandmeier, you red bastard. I cannot believe you like Vin Diesel. You deserve a punch good square in your Lebanese face. As soon as I find you, I will punch you myself and take your little fuzzy skirt off. I cannot believe you're excited about another crappy Vin Diesel movie. Oh, look at me, I'm going fast and it's illegal. Did you see the freaking first one? They do the quarter mile race, they're going light speed, but it takes them like 10 freaking minutes. Oh, cannot believe you liked it. I cannot wait to find you.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, good. Good luck trying to find me. We moved three times to three different studios in 8 months. Good luck.
I had trouble.
Buzz can't even find us. I'll tell you what The Rock is cooking, what they're cooking at Shake Shack. I told you I went to Shake Shack. I have a real affection. I do love Culver's cheeseburgers. Shake Shack today, Tuesday, August 16th, the day Elvis died, by the way. Oh, Priscilla Presley is joining us tomorrow, by the way. How about that? I don't know why, Buzz. I want to sing to her, but I think it would be embarrassing.
It would be a mistake.
Yeah. Wise men say only fools rush in, but
She's had Elvis singing to her since she was 13.
So that's what I'm saying. But why? Why? And I got to get right now. I'm hitting myself. I got to get it out of my head right now.
You're going to do it.
I'm going to do it. Hey, Priscilla, do I have the urge to do it? Though, here's Priscilla Presley, married at whatever, 9, I don't know, to Elvis, and couldn't be more delightful of a human. By the way, she was in Naked Gun movies.
Yeah, she was funny.
Speaking of movies, that's right. But I think to myself, oh, yeah, Priscilla Presley, I want to sing to her. Like it came into my head that way, like, yeah.
Elvis did.
And I could say I sang to Elvis' wife. Do you know that Lisa Marie Presley was married to Nicolas Cage?
Uh-huh.
Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage.
Who was an Elvis freak.
Do you think he... Well, you know, I'm going to ask Priscilla Presley that tomorrow. I'm going to ask her, do you think that Nick Cage married your daughter because he was an Elvis Presley freak per Buzz Kilman, Newsman, Bluesman?
I believe she'll say
yes.
Yes,
I do. Johnny, would you sing to me again? Don't listen to that Buzz, guys. All right, baby. Wise men say only fools rush in. What would I sing to her? Love me tender, love.
But, you know, anybody who sings for any reason, you know, amateur, professional.
Buzz, you got to get into that mic. See if you can.
I can get one. I can get right in.
I know you're used to working that one where you can stand a mile away, but you can't on this one.
Okay. But. Because it's scaring me. The mic's in.
Right. Do you want a screen?
Yes, I would.
Yeah,
like
get Buzz a screen if we can find one. That would be great.
The studio. But any singer who sings anything, you know, professionally, at some point during a song or a specific song, you will hit a note that will sound just like Elvis. And you know it from the top to the bottom. You know you've just hit an Elvis note. And then you have to go on to your next note. And, of course, you've left Elvis.
The Elvis note has left the building. Right. You smell what The Rock is cooking. Shake Shack today is giving away free burgers to celebrate its 100th location at the Boston Seaport. They're giving away a single Shack burger to the first people all over the country today.
Have you eaten there?
Yes.
See, I haven't, but I hear fantastic.
Yeah, it's very good.
Fantastic burgers.
It's very good. I still think that Culver's is right up there as a good cheeseburger, but Shake Shack has really got something going on. So they're giving away free burgers. Check out your local listings, as they say, to find out where they are giving that away. A Shake Shack. That's what they're cooking. You said there's something about the Olympics you wanted to tell me. I haven't seen one Olympic moment. Wait, not one.
I thought I would get this to you before we hit the air because there's nothing on the air. There's nothing to hear.
Is it a picture
air.
I can see?
It's a 5-second clip.
It's a clip.
Is it a film clip?
Is it video? Joe, do you have the clip? Let me see if I see. Is something, Kate, will you explain to me what I'm going to be looking for that you said was, and Buzz puts in subject line, urgent. urgent.
That was another one. That was about the Queen of the South, which is a TV show that you got to start watching.
Okay, go back to that. Tell me if I'm right about what I read.
Oh, it's awesome.
a woman mule.
Yep.
For the cartel in Mexico.
Yeah, who murders her way to the top.
Yes. Okay, I'm in for sure.
It's a serious show. There's serious things happening, and it's not just some crazy TV show. You get involved in blood and death.
Okay, but great drama, great
drug.
We're talking about real drugs, real killing, real everything.
Absolutely. Cartel people stealing from cartel people. I mean, it's like, inter squabbling. Oh, it's fantastic.
Love it. Love it. Great. Great. All right, so I'm going to call it. Wait, for people who are just tuning in, it's called
Queen
of the South, and that is where?
USA.
USA Network. All right, now, Buzz, please tell me what I'm going to look at that you said was urgent. And it's a photo from the Olympics that I just have to see. Let's go ahead and look at it. What is it? Tell me, explain it.
Well, there's two. I believe a male and a female are standing on the sidelines. You don't know who they are.
Well, Joe, do you know what he's talking about? Can you show me what he's talking about? Joe does not know what you're talking about.
How did you get it?
I don't know. I didn't get it. It didn't download.
Hector, did you get it?
I did not. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't have anything that says Olympic highlights?
Just a
second. My favorite Olympic highlight?
Hello, nope. Travis. How are you doing today? Now you've got my interest. I want to see what it was. It's so urgent, I have to see it. 844-4JB-SHOW. Buzz, tell them how to find it. Travis, go ahead.
Hey, it's Kevin.
Oh, Kevin. Sorry about that. Hello, Kevin.
That's okay. Hey, I can't believe you guys forgot the Vin Diesel classic from the Buzz's Porn Emporium. Not only was he in Saving Private Ryan, but he was in Saving Ryan's Privates.
All right.
thank you. What the
rock? Got it. It's a 444 JB show. My favorite moment of the Olympics so far, just by seeing the clips of the Olympics of those Irish dudes, the Irish brothers Paul and Gary O'Donovan, who won a silver medal in rowing. And here is their interview on Irish TV afterwards. No, there are no subtitles. Once again, in the Olympics, you have Paul and Gary O'Donovan talking about their silver medal in rowing. Here they are.
Guys, good afternoon. Congratulations. You did us proud today. How are you feeling?
Hi, lads. How are things?
What's the crack?
We're in Rio.
Yeah.
The background might look superimposed, but it's very real.
It is, yeah.
Certainly.
That's all there.
Lads, listen, Paul, what has the last few hours been like for you?
I've been shooken up now, to be honest, since the racing. I'm a bit tired now and the legs are like jelly. But, yeah, I suppose we did a bit of celebrating and did the podium thing and got to put on the podium fence as well. So that was quite nice. And saw the mother and the father and a few other people and took a few pictures and that. And then I had to go and do this doping control thing. So I was there for an hour or two trying to take a pee then into a cup for them. So
what is he talking about?
Last I heard was pee in a cup.
Yeah, he said I had a pee in a cup. Hector, what's that movie that you liked, that romantic movie, that Irish movie? It was called Once or something?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That movie, if you want to watch a movie, watch the movie Once, and if you can understand what they're saying, good luck.
Yeah, because it's a foreign language.
It is. I don't know what these guys are saying. There they are. Once again, there's more. Paul and Gary O'Donohue, the Irish boys, the brothers. The O'Donovan brothers talking about their silver medal in rowing.
That's about 10 litres of water as well, so I'm full up now, to be honest. Gary, it's a great crack, though, anyway.
Yeah, he's been busy there. I was running around having a great time signing photographs and autographs and taking pictures, and it's all well and good, you know. We'll be fairly tired now. We haven't had a bite to eat since two hours after the weigh-in. We had a bread roll with some Nutella.
Okay, I heard that. We haven't had a bite to eat, but we had a bread roll and some Nutella. I heard that.
They're fairly hungry now, but I believe they're on their way with some pizzas for us.
Paul, are you aware of what's been going on back home, back here? Because it's just been mayhem. The nation has gone rowing mad and O'Donovan mad.
But you know, I haven't a clue what's going on, to be honest. At home, I'd say it's mad excitement altogether.
It's a pity we're missing the whole thing out here.
Yeah, they're all in the pub at home and everywhere. Skibbereens after closing down a national holiday or something. We weren't missing it all.
I didn't hear most of it, but I enjoyed every bit of it.
I know. You can't stop listening whether you understand it or not.
It's riveting. It's just riveting. I mean, these guys are just delightful. Paul and Gary O'Donovan, the Irish brothers.
What were they doing? They were rowing?
They were rowing.
Boy.
They were on the rowing competition.
You know, there was speculation about... Well, the other day, the sailors were competing in the Olympics and just barely missed a severed leg that was floating in there.
Oh.
That's right. But what? Wow. And I read that, and I thought, well, you know, we've heard that before. But
right.
Researchers continue to find raw sewage, antibiotic-resistant bacteria not far from where the long-distance swimmers and triathletes will compete. But here's what caught my eye. Last month, children playing in waters near the shore found a woman's bottom inside your a plastic butt? Bag, which has been washed up on the coastline.
Okay, wait, what are you saying? So, like, it's a...
That's what I read. That's all that I can...
A bottom, so the rear end of a woman was in a bag.
If that's what it is, yes. Right. I mean, and you can't envision that. You cannot envision that.
No, I mean, so somebody cut up somebody's body, tossed it in the canal there in Rio, and next thing you know, we're...
A woman's bottom, which is a very weird word.
I've never heard something like that.
Inside a plastic bag.
I mean, right.
Anything to know exactly what they're talking about.
Right. Well, it's a woman's bottom. What is there to find out?
Think about... How a woman's... What is exactly... What is a woman's bottom?
Right,
and how does it find its way into a bag?
Okay.
That's my bottom.
Two cheeks together?
Yeah, you... Oh, I see.
How much of the torso do you get?
Oh, I see. Is it a cut at the waist, or you cut the crack right through the crack?
Well, I mean, like, a woman... I mean, they needed another paragraph to explain exactly what they found.
Not quite sure. But I'd like to know more about it.
A woman's bottom.
844-4JB-SHOW. Dave. Dave's not here. Dave is here. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Johnny, I think you just found Nell's twins brothers, and bingo and click.
Nell's twins... Oh, I see. Paul and Gary O'Donovan, the rowers, would be Nell, a.k.a. Jody Foster's brothers.
Mix her in with...
Wow.
Guys, good afternoon. Congratulations. All you right. Did us proud today. How are you feeling?
Hi, Leg. How's things?
What's your crack?
We're in Rio.
Yeah.
The background might look superimposed, but it's very real.
Lads, listen, Paul, what has the last few hours been like for you?
I've been shooken up now, to be honest, since the racing. I've been tired now and the legs are like jelly. But, I suppose we did a bit of celebrating and did the podium thing and got to put on the podium fence as well, so that was quite nice. And
I could hear all of that. That seemed good right there. But I will never understand Nell. That's a fact of life. Stan, go ahead, please. You're on the line.
What's up, brother? How are you?
What's up, Stan the man? Do you smell what Stan is cooking?
Oh, man, love you guys. Love your show. Longevity, man, all these years, you guys only keep getting better. I got to tell you something, though. I'm in the local wrestling business here in Chicago.
Did you say local? Wait a second, Stan. Hold on. Did you say... Local wrestling business?
We're not familiar with
that. What are you talking about, a local wrestling business?
Well, prior to the destruction of the wrestling industry by the World Wrestling Federation,
yes,
and their national expansion in the mid-80s, every town used to have their own wrestling company, and it was divided into a bunch of territories. And once the territories started dying off, because Vince McMahon would come into town with all his, you know, Hulk Hogan and all these guys and run everybody out of business, well, this would kind of be, I don't know, you could basically look at it as a Mad Max sort of situation where we're all a bunch of minor league systems, local wrestling promotions, little companies and everything. WWE has taken a lot of guys, you know, giving them stardom and everything, so we're basically like feeder systems.
Well, where does this wrestling take place that I haven't seen?
Where is the wrestling?
Our next show is... at Edison Park Inn in Chicago, where Chicago-style wrestling.
Right, like the Rock kind of wrestling you're talking about back in the day?
The Rock started out in Memphis with Jerry the King Lawler's local wrestling company down there. There's a bunch of little, every city has their own little, like, minor league system. Currently, the WWE is having some kind of cruiserweight classic where they're taking cruiserweights. You know, they took a couple of our guys, like Prince Mustafa Ali.
Okay, Stan, listen to me. I got to get to the point. What are you talking
you went
about?
Too deep.
I was just right. Interested in the local. I didn't know there was a local wrestling thing going on, but go ahead. What is your problem right now, Stan?
Well, no problem. I was trying to give you a little bit of background on what's up, because The Rock, it looks like he's feuding with Vin Diesel or something. They're making it seem that way, but he's best friends with the president, Barack Obama. Hmm. And who has been the president's most vocal critic? It's been Clint Eastwood. So now you might have a little bit of insight.
You believe the candy ass that Rock is referring to on the set of Fast and Furious 8 where Vin Diesel has said he will tell everybody everything when it's time. You believe that the Rock is feuding with Scott Eastwood because his dad, Clint, loves you know, hates Donald Trump and loves him, wants, of course, Hillary Clinton to win?
Yeah, I wouldn't refer to him as a candy, you just asked.
No, I didn't refer to him. No, I didn't. The Rock did.
I turned around on The Rock and say, you know, we could do that all day. But, yeah, I think that's the guy who he's got a problem with.
All right, so that could be. We'll find out. Maybe Stan's right. These wrestlers know. Check his local. Check his local. Wrestling thing. Hey, Joe, you cut my mics off every time when you do that. Hello, Brian. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Johnny, from what I understand, a lot of those Olympians are practicing their asses off right now. So the swimmers, she should be easy to spot.
Thank you.
There is the tag the Buzz was waiting for.
Thank you.
A woman's buttocks found in Rio de Janeiro.
Swam her ass off.
Swam her ass off.
I do not get it. Am I working?
Barely, Billy, barely.
Today's forecast for the inside of your vehicle, sponsored by WeatherTech. A 90% chance of nacho cheese storms this afternoon, moving in from a drive-thru worker answering a phone while serving you, leading to a real messy day. For the weekend, conditions are perfect for a sandstorm developing, caused by a day at the beach, with flip-flops and towels contributing there. For folks living with an SUV, watch out for a big mess in the back developing later from a bag of mulch and compost. Conditions are ripe.
Spills, mud, dirt, and sand can ruin the floor of your car, truck, or SUV. The best way to protect your vehicle's floor is with WeatherTech floor liners and cargo liners. Made of the highest quality materials and laser measured, WeatherTech floor liners are specifically designed for your vehicle. And they're made in America. Protect yourself from the elements inside your vehicle. Order yours today at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CARMAX. WeatherTech. Complete protection. Completely American made.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ever been turned down, rejected, or downright denied because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. We here at Parkview Credit can help you qualify for that new car you've been dreaming about or that new home you know you deserve. Never again be rejected because of bad credit. Just call us here at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they could finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. We help rebuild your credit score so you can qualify for the home, car, or credit card you deserve. No matter how bad your credit is, just call 1-800-932-7559 today to see how much we can help your credit score. No one is turned away. Call now, 1-800-932-7559. That's 1-800-932-7559. Again, 1-800-932-7559.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Paraswabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Paraswabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. to Martin Ginniger. That lip stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, call 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now. 800-610-0450. That's 800-610-0450. 800-610-0450.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Listen to the Jonathan Brandmeier Show when you want, anywhere you want, the way you want. Subscribe to the podcast at BrandmeierShow.com.
Yeah! Get it in your hand on demand in your email, BrandmeierShow@gmail.com. That's where we can send you little ditties, too. MP3s, please. BrandmeierShow@gmail.com.
John the beat is on the air.
Here we go. Yeah, well, I get it.
You can hear him anywhere.
Him and now.
From his new studio.
I like that. That's good.
Hello. New headphones and a brand new mic. And Hector gets there on his bike.
Yeah.
New studio.
I can take a bike. I can take a bike.
Yeah, that's good. There he is. Brandmeier Show at gmail.com.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. Officials say 483 New Yorkers, including pregnant women, have tested positive for Zika. Mayor Bill de Blasio says New York City is stepping up its efforts to not just fight Zika, but identify those who are infected.
So far, New York City has tested 3,400-plus pregnant women. 49 of them have tested positive. And very, very sadly, one baby was born with microcephaly due to Zika.
The mayor says New York City has a multi $21 million spending plan to fight Zika, but wants the feds to step up their funding.
We obviously hope in the meantime the federal government will step in, because this is an international health crisis, ergo the responsibility of the federal government, just like an international security threat would be the responsibility of the federal government. But we're going to continue doing all we have to do to protect New Yorkers.
Aetna will become the latest health insurer to chop its participation in the Affordable Care Act's public exchanges when it trims its presence to